Start streaming.
It's streaming!
I mean, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the PAX East Lincoln Cast Live.
I don't know. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Great start to the stream, guys.
Oh, God.
This couch is getting a little full there.
This couch is full. I can't tell if the video's working or not.
I think it's working.
People in the chat, I can't fucking see it with these bullshit sunglasses on.
Chat is loading on my Nexus 7.
The fuck is going on, chat?
It doesn't look like Scarlet 7.
I changed it. Oh, God. Can you guys see? I can't see. Guys,
what are you doing, Pope?
There's no video on
Pope. Oh, there we go. There's no video. He's live with us now.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
There we go.
So, welcome. Well, one and all.
Hello.
To the Lincoln Cast.
Hi.
Or the Scotch Cast.
Are you welcoming me or them?
I mean, everyone.
My name is Salty Balls.
A salty surprise.
A salty surprise, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, everyone knows who fucking I am because I'm on.
Wait, where are you?
Don't worry about it. Going, I guess, if you're watching, I guess it'd be left to right. Yeah.
I am Squiddle, a.k.a. Crusarian, or however you want to call. Yo-ho!
God damn it, go ahead.
Aren't you having a good time yet?
Go ahead.
I'm Revan.
You're Nicholas, St. Nicholas.
I'm Nicholas.
I am wearing a Wildstar t-shirt.
And I'm really tired.
And he's really tired.
I'm Tyler, Giant Bomb username, Commodore Jenkins.
No, he's not important.
Yeah, not really that important.
So, day two of the Penny Arcade Expo East in the books. Actually, not really, still going.
Yeah.
Actually, per their Twitter, it is 60% complete at this point. So
a little bit over now.
Yeah.
If we really wanted to, we can go back.
Yeah, I mean,
well, three of you can.
Classic rewind. Sure.
I mean,
technically, you have a Sunday patch. It'll be Sunday.
Oh, you mean like go back? That like rewinds the beginning and then.
Yeah, off camera is Keith. He's doing fucking C++ homework or some bullshit.
If anybody knows how to fucking code queue stacks and do that shit, just post in the chat and I'll let you do my work.
Yeah, Tyler's supposed to be manning the chat. But
it doesn't want to load.
His Nexus 7 isn't cooperating.
See, look, it says it's loading.
Let me see this.
Which Wi-Fi are you on?
I'm on the internet.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna troubleshoot that. In the meantime, the chat is really far away.
I can kind of read it from here.
And I have these NVIDIA sunglasses on.
Because you're a tour.
And I can't see shit.
One of the many swag pieces that he acquired
I don't know if Duren's watching, but he's going to be jealous of my pulling up my shorts and my Wildstar
t-shirt. Oh, there you go.
I already got flamed.
Wildstar shirt.
Somebody already said that I suck at coding.
Oh, shit. That didn't take long.
I think I might have been just saying we all suck.
Yeah. I don't think that was the coding.
And old Hussein, yes, we do have.
No, we sell out.
Sold out. I got it for free. I mean, I guess that is kind of selling.
It is kind of. But you're not getting anything for it. So
no, I just played the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think selling out would be more like you are getting kickbacks for.
No, they weren't even giving out beta keys.
Right, they weren't. But you got a beta key and a shirt, and you were streaming.
Check the tag on the
beta.
Yeah, there may be a beta key on the tag. We have not checked that yet.
Yeah, but they had kiosks set up, like tablets.
I'm not done with that beta.
But I would say they had the most accessible layout for the other places that I saw.
Yeah, it was like a nice little diamond that like crisscrosses.
Apparently, Rails wants to see some IDs.
We need to open the real browser, not Chrome.
You're not a cop. Just saying.
Oh, I just opened down
my wallet's over there. So I could show you mine, but I don't feel like
my
did
wallet's,
you hide the
yeah.
real browser?
Anyway.
No.
We're troubleshooting a Nexus 7
here.
Apologies.
Where is it then?
Yeah.
Where's the browser?
So
yeah, speaking of Wildstar,
he's the one who's talking to me.
Unless you can get that button to work.
Fuck it.
We can see the chat from here.
Okay, you can see the chat from there. You're manning the chat.
I'm manning the
chat. No, guys, I'm manning the chat.
I can't see shit with these.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am manning the chat, and I will tell everything that you say to these young whippersnappers over here. Because they have not severed the seas or raped the pillages like I have thus far.
Raped
pillages?
Pillages.
God, how many are you in over there?
Two.
Yeah, Wildstar. That's a video game that I played.
Yeah.
That's
a good game.
Should we start at the top? Like,
I mean, we're talking about Wildstar, so that's.
I thought
we were
gonna do like
no, it's going in order. No, fuck that.
There is no
I played
order.
Nothing.
So
yeah.
But you didn't get to the. But you didn't get to the floor.
No, I was to the floor for about 25 minutes.
Boy, did you play? Because you were in that area when I was playing.
I didn't play any of the games. The reasoning why is I didn't want to stand for an hour in line to play 30 minutes of a game.
Right up to WildStar.
Well, WildStar was available, yes, but I didn't play it. I watched you play it for probably a good 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what I saw, and I probably will definitely play it when it comes out, just to experience it. But I did not play WildStar. The only thing I did play was a couple of iOS games that you could download immediately, and then one of them they had people there with touches that you could play on. But I didn't actually play any of the big video games. Tomorrow I probably will try the Bastion one.
Transistor.
I will probably wait in line to try that because of the raving reviews from everyone I've heard.
Where the corner there where we were right before we walked up.
Yeah.
They had the line going the other way, and from that point it was 2 hours, and the line was way past there. So people were probably waiting 3 hours.
Okay, well, if it's 3 hours, I'm not going
to
do that. But I would like to at least play that.
This was in the middle of the day today, which is the busiest day.
Yeah.
So
people were happily waiting upwards of 3 hours to play Transistor.
I'm probably not going to get to play Transistor.
You might tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not going to
be a light day.
But we both played Transistor.
Yeah, we made a beeline after the keynote.
Yeah, after the keynote,
that was a good decision.
Yeah, we saw what Cliffy B had to say, and then went straight to Supergiant. Waited about, what would you say, like 40 minutes or something?
Yeah, it was like under an hour.
It was under an hour, and we got to play Transistor, and holy shit.
That game is pretty awesome. If you play Bastion,
But the thing is, it plays so different. Like, it's extremely similar, yet
it's thematically similar.
Yeah, it's still the isometric view, obviously. But in terms of pacing of the combat...
Yeah, the combat's like totally different.
It's, did you play...
Well, I heard about it that it's more of a... You pick how you want to do a certain attack, or
you can hold.
Like
you can hit the right.
It's almost time based.
It's basically like
strategy.
You played Fallout like 3 or New Vegas.
Yes,
or the original Fallout.
Original Fallout. A little bit. I have. Yes.
Okay. The VAT system.
Yes.
You can stop and it's similar to that in that you have a meter up top, and you can hit the right trigger, and. It brings up a grid on the ground, which the grid doesn't really mean much. It's more there for aesthetics. But you can move around and queue up abilities.
Okay.
And each ability takes up a different chunk of the meter. So, like, your basic attack takes up, you can probably fit four of them in there. But, like, the big one, which takes time to charge up, but also penetrates enemies, you can maybe only fit two.
Okay.
So
you're kind of have, like you said, like the VAT system. You have like a certain amount of attack you can do.
Yeah.
But the bigger attack that you do takes up more of
your
point system.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it compared to the Final Fantasy 13 fighting system.
What do you mean, like the paradigm system, or
no, the combat system, not the paradigm system, like the actual combat system where you had originally you had like three actions you could do per.
Oh, per either the way they do their time and
yes.
Or like say second tier spells or whatever take up two chunks.
Yeah.
One.
I want to say the cynic says that it sounds like a JRPG. If
you explain it like that, where it's chunks like that, yes. But the thing is, you can also use all of those abilities without stopping time.
Okay.
You can just use them, but you have to deal with the fact that they do have to wind up and all of that.
Okay.
So, like, the one that's on...
It actually is more similar to Fallout.
Yeah. Because, like, say your main attack is on the A button, your big charge-up is on the B button, you can still use that while running around, but, like I said, if enemies are attacking you, you're just going to have to stand there and eat that damage. So.
Okay.
So it is similar to JRPG if you want to play it that way.
Okay.
Like, we were both talking to Greg Savin afterwards, and we were talking to him about how... Like, I was talking to him how he liked to just sort of stand there and mash the buttons and just all real-time it.
Yeah.
And he said that people, like me and one of the designers he mentioned, like to slow things down and actually...
So it gives you multiple ways to play as opposed to...
Yeah, all this, you can use all of your skills all the time in combat without worrying about the meter or anything like that. But if you want to slow it down and there's like a teleport, so if you want to slow it down, teleport behind someone and then backstab them...
Okay.
You can either do that in real time, or you can pause it, line it all up, unpause it, and then it automatically does it for you.
Yeah, basically, how I played it was that I would select an attack, And then I would move my character behind like a barrier and take cover, so I would just attack him and then go behind cover, so
yeah.
He couldn't attack me immediately after.
Yeah, it's super fun. If
what's
you get
that?
A chance to play
and
it. Oh yeah, the screen's got a 10-minute timer on it, so you have to move it every few minutes.
Probably fix that.
Yeah, I could probably fix that, but that means I have to get up and actually change it. And I'm not going to do that.
Oh my god, that pipe is real. No, it's an e-cig, but I made it extension
it
longer.
It looks hella illegal.
So, there you go.
Jesus Christ. But does the chat have any more questions?
Sarvin asking if we saw anything. I don't know how he's framing
saw anything
that,
about
like,
transistor?
See anything about the transistor? I think he means what the
like, wait,
oh,
yes,
right,
yes,
sir. The transistor at the very end of the demo.
No, he's talking about the game in general.
No,
he literally said, and if so, can you discuss the differences between its gameplay and Bastion?
Okay.
He's not referring to the transistor.
We just
Bastion. Bastion is very much you. At least the way I played it with the machete is you just fucking mash on everything.
Well, and that's the way I played it with the bow. I mean, I only played it on the iOS device,
mm-hmm.
but I would go around. I mean, I wouldn't think of it as I'm going to pause. I just kind of kept going and fighting and progressively getting more into the level.
It's weird. It's like the way you play it is slower by, like I said, pausing time. And
right.
But it feels faster at the same time.
That's a less enemies.
It's really strange. I mean, just the demo level.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. It actually plays slower, but it feels faster. It feels less methodical.
Okay.
It feels more frantic. Because, like I said, you have your options and you can use all your skills all the time, or you can pause it. If that answers your question. Which I hope it does. Yeah, it plays... There's no actually auto attack. Like, you can't just go up and whack a dude with a sword, like left click, like you wouldn't bash him. That's how I played it with a mouse. You actually need to use one of your four skills. At least there were four in the demo that we played. So yeah, Greg Kasavin was really nice.
He was.
Darren Korb's facial hair is stuff of legend.
I think that was a pretty good question. Like, was Darren there?
Yeah, he was.
The
whole team.
Yeah, everyone at Super Giant Games was
all
there.
All 10 people. They are not a Super Giant studio.
The games are.
The games
are Super Giant.
I actually, when we were waiting to play, I asked the guy about that. He goes, yeah, that was actually part of the joke originally.
Yeah, they're a small team.
Yeah, they're a small team. Let's call ourselves Super Giants. Because there's like four of us originally. What do you got?
So what were you saying a second ago about what the fuck transistor means?
Oh,
so
oh,
I guess
the actual transistor
is.
Okay, at the end of the demo, you go up to this big-ass red thing that I guess is called the transistor.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I gathered, it's a way, at least in the game world's lore, of getting around the city quickly. Like, I guess like a teleportation or some mass transit, something like that. Other than that, it's no clue.
Okay.
Gotta play the game to find out.
Yeah, the music was still good from what we played.
Same
singer.
Same person.
Darren Korb, yeah. He actually, I thought originally he was just like a composer that just, or you know, a music dude.
Musician.
Yeah, but it turns out he's actually a regular employee of Supergiant.
Really?
So.
That's pretty good.
Nice. He's at the booth. I mean, he was. He's the dude with the mustache and the crazy sideburns.
Then I will have to say, I don't know, because every musician I envy and wish that, you know.
When we were waiting in line before for one of the panels.
I think Cynic wants to know about the narrator.
The narrator is there. He is. You can obviously tell it's the same dude, but he does a slightly different voice.
Right.
And also.
It's less southern.
Yeah, it's less southern drawl, more just general raspy. And I don't know how this plays into the story, obviously, from the short demo, but his voice is, like, inside the sword.
Yeah,
this is the second game I've played in the span of a year where your sword talks to you.
Yeah, it's like, whenever...
Dust and Elysian Tale.
Yeah.
Okay, just a little side note today. I want to talk about that a little bit, because
mm-hmm.
I watched a little bit of the live stream when they were talking about Dust and Elysian Tale.
Mm-hmm.
They did on their panel, and it was, I mean, I have some late breaking news when we start talking about that I would like to pop here.
Spew it out.
Go ahead.
It will be on Steam within the next month. So even if you're not on Xbox, you can get it on Steam now
totally.
In April sometime.
Totally play that.
And that game looks phenomenal. I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them talk about it and the struggles of the developer who did it and how he brought on another gentleman. I can't remember his name. I wish I would have wrote it down. But it was, I mean, it was pretty interesting.
Speaking
to talk
of
about
that,
it.
Speaking of wrote down, I need to go get my notebook.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, but I played the entire game on Xbox. It was one of my favorite games of last year. And If you don't have an Xbox, you totally get the Steam version that comes out.
Yeah. I will be buying it when it comes out.
Did you get a Transistor postcard, Tyler? Because we sent out a third one.
I got one.
Oh, you got one today?
I got one yesterday.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I don't think so.
I might have to get one of those.
Yeah, because we got, for you guys seeing that for the stream, I don't know if you can see this. Yeah, I'll bring it up to the camera. Super reflecting Transistor postcard.
And I mean, I've really fallen in love with the art style of, like, Dust and Elysian Tale, mm-hmm. Bastion, Transistor. I really like the art style.
Yeah, the art style over the graphics.
It's kind of like an indie art style, but a lot more in-depth.
It's like
just
a painted style.
Yeah, and I love that. Yeah. Like, when Guild Wars 2 came out and you saw the painted maps that they did,
yeah.
I love that. That's what really made me say, this is going to be a really great game.
Okay, so
like,
me,
the map and the loading screens are, like, more impressive than the actual, like, 3D
graphics. Yeah, well, yeah, the loading screens make you want to go, oh, man, I can't wait to do whatever that is in that picture
there.
so, let's see. We talked about Transistor. Great art, music and sound. We talked to Greg Kasavin, who was super nice. Same narrator. Like I said, he's in the sword, which is kind of weird. Like, whenever he talks, like, the sword glows. It's actually kind of neat. Don't drop your beverage there.
So it lets you know that that's what actually is.
Yeah, that's
just like,
it's not like, it's not like, hey, I'm inside the sword. It's like...
Sword.
It's not the voice of a god per se that's talking down.
From what I can tell, it seems like you read the main character and the narrator, whose name wasn't really given.
Okay.
It seems like you know each other, but it doesn't say how. And also, the style of narration is different because in Bastion, it's like he's telling a story.
Okay. Yeah.
In this, it's like, obviously, since the character is with you. It's like, hey, we should go down this street, and then you go down that street. As opposed to saying, like, in Bastion, where it was like, the kid went down this street.
Right, okay, I gotcha.
So it's a little bit of a different style. So let's see. So we got Transistor, we can cross it off. Go back to the top of the list. Wildstar, like I said, I got the shirt on. I did get to play the Spell Slinger.
Okay.
So from what I can tell, it's sort of like Jack of all trades ranged. you do have your focus DPS. You got your melee. Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's a good question, a legit question from Cynic or not.
Yeah, Cynic asked, was what you played a vertical slice or part of the game? Could you tell?
Like vertical slice?
I think you. Do you? I'm guessing. Was it just a demo or was it. Actually, this is the level one of the game.
You started at level 6, which I think was just kind of a random number because it's still low level. I think that it sort of did that so you get a few different skills besides your first skill.
Okay.
Because it is in Guild Wars, similar to Guild Wars in that there's no auto attack. Your first skill is your auto attack, and it chains. Like, for the Spell Slinger, if you hit one a whole bunch of times, you'd go to jump around all these different poses and shoot off these bullets in all these different ways.
Okay.
So you got that. You got your snares for your crowd
control.
Hold
on a second.
Mm-hmm.
You said about Transistor, not Wildstar.
Oh, Transistor was just a random level. I'm not sure if it was the beginning.
Okay.
It seemed like it was.
It seemed like it was, but then again, there might be more to the beginning than that.
Okay.
It seemed to give you everything quicker than a game like that, like than you would expect from a game like that.
So, like, you already had a lot of power-ups.
You had, like,
your
UI on the bottom was full of skills.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah. So we could probably...
Chat that episode.
Say that it was maybe
that was made for a playable demo.
Also, I don't think you could die in that demo.
Yeah, some people came pretty damn close though.
Indie Mega Booth, next to Super Giant.
I can actually look at that booth.
The Indie Mega Booth?
Yeah.
Well, I want to get through this list, and then we'll take more questions. All right, from the
so
chat.
We're gonna go through the list,
so,
and then we will. Yeah.
Chat is not gonna guide this show as much as I love you guys. I got a list of games here in this here notebook that we need to talk about.
Are you still talking about Wildstar?
A little bit.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
A little bit, yeah. You didn't play Wildstar because you don't play game the most.
I was playing StarCraft while you were doing that. I got my ass kicked.
Okay, so Wildstar, like I said, it's like Guild Wars 2, no auto attack. You have your double tap to dodge or your dodge button, whatever. Spell Slayer was super fun, kind of squishy. Which is to be expected from a ranged DPS.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're sort of designed to be like a jack of all trades.
It's like a row? Of a range?
It was weird, because like, from what I can tell, they're like one of the main ranged DPS. They also have a ton of crowd control, and they're also one of the bigger healers.
Okay.
So I guess it all depends how you spec.
Yeah. I'm going to say, like, do you have multiple skill trees?
Like, I pressed every button on that damn keyboard, and I could not get, like, a skill tree to pop up.
Okay.
Which probably was because of...
It was probably him.
Yeah, probably hidden somewhere.
Or he had hit mouse 5.
Yeah. There were only two buttons on that mouse.
So Thurb wants you to talk about the Indie Mega Booth and not...
Well,
Wildstar.
We're going
to
get
there.
Thurb can shut the fuck up and drive up the Boston if he wants to talk about the Indie Mega Booth.
If he started now, he still wouldn't make it in time for tomorrow.
Anyway, if he wants to run a live show, he can run his own goddamn live show. Anyway.
He does every week because Cynic is too lazy to actually run a show nowadays.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn!
Oh, shit. Yeah, hold on.
Disable the screen out while you're there.
Yeah, hold on. Let me do that. I'm just going to fucking hold the word Wildstar. No, I'm just going to sort of keep this logo right in the front there. Let's see. How do I need power options. This is weird at this angle here. Power options. Let's see.
Just drop that down, the bottom one, and
turn
it to full power.
When is the display? Turn the display off. Never. Save changes.
Black demo, folks.
And now.
Is it real time?
Yeah, this is a 1-to-1
live stream.
Yeah, 1-to-1 live stream. That's there. We get to see Wildstar on my back. If he doesn't want to talk about Wildstar, that's too goddamn bad. Anyway, the one thing that was a major bummer was that you were rooted. While using skills.
Yeah, and that was one thing. That's your big...
That's the big thing, like, this fucking sucks.
But that's... I mean, that only sucks because you come from... Because we've been playing Guild Wars for
mm-hmm.
a long period of time now. I mean, that's something that's very normal in a lot of older MMOs.
Well, the thing is,
and
the combat in every other way is... I don't want to say exactly the same, but... Obviously inspired by, or at least extremely similar to...
Okay.
The Guild Wars 2 combat.
It's an NCSoft game.
It's an NCSoft game. Not that matters. It's fucking Aeon was an NCSoft game.
Sure.
You played
that too,
though.
I did
play that. yeah, that was a bummer, and the quest structure was a bummer.
In what way?
It was a standard.
Oh, like old...
Like you
know,
runs
here,
in the
same
thing. It was cool, you click on the quest in your quest log, and a big old arrow pops up in front of your character telling you which way to go.
Oh, so
no
Scarlet Blade.
No Scarlet Blade.
Towards
go AFK while you run to your quest objective. That was bad, the root of combat was bad, but it seemed like there were like sort of random challenges, meaning that like I had a quest to kill a certain type of enemy, I don't know.
So would you say it's WoW-based more than
yes
anything?
And no.
I mean, art style, how about let's start with
art style?
Look at a Borderlands-y.
No, I would go Ratchet & Clank.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah. I could see that.
That, the art style and the personality... Both
okay.
Both led me to say it's Ratchet & Clank.
They're trying to up your arsenal?
Yes. Yeah, you are going commando.
well, we're not going commando. That could mean two different totally things if you're
asking. You don't remember the subtitles of like the last five Ratchet & Clank games, do you?
No.
It was like Tools of Destruction.
No, let's go in order here. It was Ratchet & Clank, then going commando, up your arsenal, Deadlocked, Tools of Destruction.
Quest for Booty.
So basically, a lot of
size matters is in there somewhere.
A lot of sexual
time.
Innuendo.
Yeah,
Kraken time.
Kraken time.
Wait, Kraken? Are we talking about Kraken time?
Kraken time.
It's Kraken. Kraken, a wonderful, wonderful rum based out of somewhere that will get you happy. And if you don't drink it, it will come after you and fuck you harder than tentacles and a hentai porn.
I mean, there are tentacles on the bottle.
Yes, I know.
And there's like all for one
product placement. Shameless.
It was all for one.
Okay, so one last note before Thurb has a conniption about Wildstar.
does not have a conniption about Wildstar.
There were random challenges, or at least it seemed like it, where like I killed a mob for a quest, and like I got a timer. It was like, yo, you have 5 minutes to kill 5 more of these things, and if you do, you get a whole bunch of bonus XP. All
right.
But the demo ended before I could finish that.
Okay. That could be interesting if it is truly random.
Yeah, like it was weird. It was like 3 out of 5 for this other story quest, and I killed like the fourth one, and then above it popped up, was like, challenge! Had a timer, and like, 1 of 6. Like, the one I killed there counted as 1.
So, you talked to me about, when I asked you, I said, is it grindy? You said there was two different types. There were quests, and there were tasks that you could do.
Yeah, I don't know what the people there, I'm sure, would have answered my question if I asked, but they were all hella busy.
Well, I remember you said a quest was more of the grindy thing.
A quest seems more of
a standard quest.
Like this is your main quest. It seems like the tasks were more of things to do in town.
Okay.
Like, one of the tasks was, like, go around town and place skulls on spikes.
Okay.
While the quest was, like, go out here and defend this thing while it collects whatever it's got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which was wave-based, which was actually kind of neat, because there was, like, a timer on that, too.
Hmm.
So it was, like, next wave and whatever. So tower defense in your MMOs.
Interesting.
So this is Jeff Gerstmann's video game.
Yeah. Harry's the resident giant bomb tower defense expert.
Yes, as well as the resident MMO expert.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's WildStar. Generally, I enjoy it. If they go buy to play, I might pick it up. If they go free to play, I'll definitely play it.
Yeah.
If they're pay to play,
When I asked them, I just want to state, when I asked them, they said they did not know what their
business model
was. Their business model was at the time.
I doubt
they would
charge
not,
a sub
they,
for that.
They would not announce it.
I'll probably will.
I don't know. I mean, when anybody that says that they're not going to announce what their business model is, or that we have not decided on our business model, I always think the worst, like they're going to charge for it, because that's what we're used to.
Yeah.
I would hope that when they say that now, they just don't want to let people know to kind of get into it.
I just found.
So, I'm hoping for free to play.
Yeah, I mean, so am I.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them go with buy-to-play because NCSoft is having such great success with Guild Wars 2 as buy-to-play.
Yeah.
But also, on that note, we didn't see anything on like an in-game purchase kind of like...
Yeah, but I
don't know.
That could have just not...
That
could
have finalized
right
yet.
Yeah, they don't know what they're
I went to the social page, which is like where you have your friends list and your guilds and all that, and it straight up said on the top, placeholder UI.
Okay.
So,
there could be more.
So there could be more.
Okay.
So that's WildStar. I got a t-shirt, which is kind of cool.
I like the skull in the front.
Yeah, it's like a weird robot gear skull. It's kind of cool. And next, we have... We were deep within the Lang Zone.
Oh, yes.
Playing, the Lang Zone vibes.
Yeah, playing some motherfucking Dive Kick.
There was some like... Oh, God, that game is...
Wait, those
phenomenal.
Mean...
Dive Kick! Dive Kick!
Oh,
round
God,
one,
game.
Dive Kick!
We walked
by today as the show floor was closing at the end of the day, and there was a crowd watching people play Dive Kick.
It was phenomenal. I mean, it had to be a lot of it based off of the panel that we saw last night. You know,
yeah,
when you got up there.
With Dave Lang.
I mean, definitely probably inspired like a fuck slew of people to come in and just play that game. But that game was phenomenal. I mean, it was.
He also made a promise he's not going to keep.
Yeah.
Wait.
I mean, but that Dave Lang promise is Iron Galaxy clad.
You should explain to the viewers what exactly you do in Dive Kick.
You dive and you kick.
And if you hit him in the head, headshot. I mean, how perfect is that?
Also, you play on custom
bike pad. Well, I mean, not after home release.
Yeah, but at the show.
Maybe.
Where there's just two buttons.
Yeah.
If we get that greenlit by, was it the end of the month?
I think it's the next 30 days.
Next 30 days.
Yeah. I voted.
No,
why
he
not?
Said those were add Oculus Rift support.
Oculus Rift support.
No.
No, it was the Oculus Rift support.
It was Oculus Rift.
I thought it was on like the
I mean, everybody really... I mean, when you play the game, you have one button that is dive.
Yes.
And or
jump.
Yeah. The other one is kick. So when you kick, you dive. And it's a awesome setup, the pad that they have.
Yeah.
And everybody, I mean, when you play that game, it's fun because you dive... Kick.
Mm-hmm.
It worked perfect. Or jump kick. It worked perfectly. Mm-hmm. And that would be the most optimal way to play that game.
Yeah, with the big ass
buttons. With the
buttons.
Big ass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, your little Mortal Kombat buttons.
Yeah.
These are like fucking I want $1 million button.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it was great. That's how
you just like whole hand on the button.
Yeah.
Just fucking press your luck. No whammy stop.
Right.
Big bucks, no whammy stop.
Do the buttons really say jump and kick?
No. They're just blue and yellow.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are
the only two options.
You also... Hold both buttons to do like a special power.
Yeah, depending on your character. Like I played a character by the name of Dr. Scholes.
Oh god.
Which was pretty funny. And her special move, she had like weird glidey robot boots. And
you grab me.
No.
Is that? No.
Oh man. Save that for later.
Save it. Grab me a beer.
But Dr. Scholes had like a weird float where you could just like levitate and then dive kick. At a strong angle and take someone out. Yeah, we're all very excited. If I'm talking to no one besides the chat, Squiddle just showed us something that just got us all
super,
super, super excited that we got later for
they
you guys.
They don't understand what Dive Kick is.
Okay, I think they're being dicks. If you really don't understand Dive Kick.
I think we explained it.
All right,
here's how Dave Lang
okay.
explained it. He basically said it was the last 30 seconds of an esports match. Made into an entire game.
Yeah, got all the bullshit out of the fighting games.
Your characters have 1,000 health, and each kick does 1,000,000 damage.
A million damage.
Yeah. So, one hit kills. It is a best of nine. So first of five wins the match.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna turn that.
There's no control stick.
There's no yeah.
All it is you can jump and you can kick.
Yeah, and if you hit kick while you're not jumping, that's how you move backwards.
It jumps backwards.
Yeah.
And there's also superpowers. When your foot. The bottom of each person has a foot level that goes up. I think
it's each time you kick. So you can like mash it real quick to fill it up.
Okay, and you can do like a special attack, which is either, I think, not being able to be attacked while it's going down or
something
like that.
Yeah, you like turn, you basically go Super Saiyan.
Okay.
Basically.
Big old hair.
Does your hair go
gold?
No. You turn red, but you can still get attacked during it.
Okay,
just go higher.
If you're
going to
use Dragon Ball Z reference, you went Kaioken, not Super Saiyan.
Yes, Kaioken.
I'm sorry.
You basically go to like Kaioken 100 times or something like that.
You only went times 20. Get it right.
No, he's gone times 100.
He went we're losing this.
So, okay, hold on. Let's bring it
Battle
back.
Battle of the Gods is awesome. All right,
so, everybody wants to know, when does it come out? How much does it cost?
I think it's coming out, what do you say, this summer?
This summer.
On PS3 and.
It is fun as fuck.
We also want to know, yeah.
You can green light it right now.
It's super fun.
It is,
You can go on Steam Greenlight.
Go Greenlight this year.
It's coming out on PS3 and Vita soonish. And then
so 100% Greenlight, Oculus Rift support, of course. And they are going to attempt... what they said is basically, if you guys tweak them enough, which we didn't understand how that financial model worked, that they want the controller, they will make the controller, but they have to make it in like, you know, big batches, thousands, 5,000 batches, and then sell them. So the more people want it, the more they will say, okay, let's make the controller.
You know, the thing is, like,
I think it's the only way to play.
Going back to how fun it is, I fucking hate fighting games.
Yeah.
And that's...
Oh, yeah. Well...
Aside from Transistor, that's probably the most fun I've had playing a game.
It's because how they explained it. You know, you take all the complex controls of having to learn how to do a major super attack, and you just have the end. You know, it's like the fatality every single time you kill someone, and that gratification that you get, and that's what it is, and it's great.
Yeah,
absolutely great.
I mean, people seem to like it, because like I said, even aside from the Giant Bomb panel, there was a crowd outside watching this game, oohing and eyeing at every time, because they had a Beat the Pro thing set up where they had one of the devs there, and if you beat them in, like, you know, a best of nine, first to five wins, you got a poster. I can't read the chat with these fucking sunglasses. What's going on?
I'm just going to map my entire numpad to one button, the other half of my keyboard to the other one.
Who said that?
Cynic.
Of course. That sounds... No, what you do, Cynic, is you have your hand on that, and you just fucking mash your face against the rest of your keyboard as your jump button. And there you go.
That sounds pretty metal.
Yeah, it does sound pretty metal. He's in Australia. You can just have a giant spider just crawl across his keyboard.
Yeah, you could do that, too. That works.
Play that way.
You could go on a walkabout. Is that what...
It was funny. The first time when Keith and I were getting ready to play Divekick on Friday yesterday, Dave Lang walked up and was standing next to the monitor that we were going to play at. And the dude in front of me just goes, "Hey, Dave Lang." He goes, you know, says hi or whatever. And he just goes, "Am I in the Lang zone?" And Dave Lang just looks at him like, "Did you have to bring that up?" And just goes, "No, you are on the outskirts of the Lang zone."
Everybody's saying increase the chat size so you can see it.
No. It's not that it's small. I can't see shit with the sunglasses.
Oh. I actually can't really read it either.
I can read chat as well. So if I jumped in front of here to fix this for them,
you could just fucking control Zoom. It's really not a big deal.
Or I can go fucked.
Highly professional.
Man, are you really fucking...
We're having a professional coder make sure that the screen size is
let's go.
Perfect.
He's well-versed in C++.
No, this is CSS I'm doing right now. Well, I only increased one line by accident. Hold on.
I'm telling you, just fucking zoom in.
Nah, fuck that. Damn. That's too easy.
Fuck that too easy. It's my fucking laptop.
I got it. I'm in the thing.
A voting competition by just opening up
the inspect element.
All right, change.
Oh damn!
Change the font size to whatever you want.
Scroll down so we can actually see.
Oh god!
When they do it.
Oh god!
Someone says get back to homework.
Oh, that's way too big.
Shit!
There.
Wait, no, it's not way too big.
I mean, we can read it easily.
Now you can read it.
Yeah. Okay. I still can't read that with these fucking sunglasses on.
Then you
off.
Need some fucking eyes.
Take them off.
No, that's not an option.
You're the one who's taking one of your
wearing.
Yeah,
Durbin, C++.
Okay. So anyway, now we have regular glasses, and yes, I'm going to wear the sunglasses over the regular glasses.
That works. I mean, that's okay with that.
So
no one, yeah, I'll put them under. I'll just say don't put them like.
If you put them over,
yeah.
So like I was saying, oh, yeah. I can see it now.
Oh, there we go.
You can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Yeah, I can see.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
This is a bright room, Cynic. Fuck you. It's actually really not. It's actually pretty dark in here.
You just wore your sunglasses at night.
God, now you're in the chat.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Make cues.
Okay. Okay, so anyway.
I was wondering who the fuck the midget man was.
I saw Dave Lang to my left, and yeah. I turned around, and they're right by Double Fine there.
Yeah.
So Dave Lang is standing to my left. So we were waiting to play. So I turn around, and Tim Schafer is like fucking standing right behind me.
Yeah.
Talking to all of the Double Fine guys, and like I couldn't handle it for a moment. I was just fucking talking to Greg Kasavin. Dave Lang is right there.
Man.
Tim Schafer is right there.
Bask in the glory.
Like I did not know what to do with myself.
It's too much video game internet celebrity going on right now.
It was I'm like, I actually know who these people are. This is kinda weird.
Was there a lot of motion here or here?
Both.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, okay.
All the above.
I mean, here was the Greg Kasavin and the Tim Schafer. Here was the Lang Zone. Like, this became the Lang Zone.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Also, Dave Lang's a big dude.
He fucking huge dude. I did not. Yeah.
He towers over everyone.
Yeah, I know. Like, Jesus Christ.
Like, that's not a guy I would want to badmouth, because he could fucking, like, you know.
Yeah, all of this.
Macho Man, like, Randy Savage your ass, you know.
Dive kick fucking sucked. I just don't want to know. I Dave Lang's watching this.
That's why you came back and played a second time, to make sure it sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I had to confirm it's eternal
substitute. Oh, hey, from the chat, Shinboy, you need those glasses because your future is so bright.
It is. I mean, it's bright in that convention hall, and we're going to be there tomorrow.
A lot of fluorescent lighting in there.
Yeah.
In a couple hours.
In a few hours, yeah. So that's Dive Kick. We played it. You guys played it. You didn't play it.
I haven't played shit.
But you thought Dive Kick was great.
I loved it. I mean, not just because I whipped his ass off camera
oh,
here,
shit.
But
oh,
because,
shit.
Because it is a great game. Because if you want to play it like speed, like crazy ADD out of control wise, and do it, or you can take your time and watch your character actually try to go crazy, and then you can just time it right, and bam!
Because all you need is one hit, so like, you don't need to really.
You need
be good.
To play patient if you really want to win.
Yeah, so there was some like fucking serious high level.
I mean, there could be a stare up. It's basically a Western, you know, high 12 o'clock noon. Standoff.
First person who moves.
The whole thing is what I was trying to do, but I didn't do it well. Is you can hit the kick button and it makes you jump up and back, and then if you hit the kick button again, you'll do a kick and you slowly fill up your meter to go superpower.
Yeah, well, that's true. You could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can just like mash them or like.
Well, no, you
can pretty much play. You can pretty
button.
Much play Donkey Konga and.
Yeah. It would be Donkey Konga. It would be like one drum Donkey Konga.
Oh, that's
kind
of the jump button too.
But that's kind of what I get.
Yeah, but then you keep going forward. A little
that's
bit.
True.
If you do kick and back, you go backward, then jump forward, backward, then jump forward.
And that's kind of what I did with you. I waited for the attack when you jumped up and were coming down. I did the jump back attack and then jumped up and attacked. So there's a lot of really. There's a. I mean, as much as it is not button mashing to do certain attacks.
Mm-hmm.
There is strategy, or if you want, strategy,
and
in the way you execute.
But the great
stuff.
Thing about it, what I really like, is that you can play with all that strategy if you want.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, you take one hit and you're fucking dead. So,
yeah.
Like, you could try all the strategy in the world, but if someone gets a lucky shot in, you're still...
But then there's the special moves also that we weren't really using.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
If you hit both buttons at the same time, every player has one special move
like,
on the ground,
is,
one for in the air.
Yeah, like, it is surprisingly deep, but you can still just fucking dive kick... Constantly and win. Like some dude fucking smoked the dev like shutout.
I mean, for me, you have a fucking werewolf smoking
a cigar. And
I mean that's
and a fat Asian man who jumps higher than any other character in the game.
Oh,
I just want to throw this out there. Dr. Schultz, totally OP.
Dr. Schultz is OP and needs
nerf.
So that gets everything on the front page here. That was all Friday, that was all yesterday.
That was
the
kick!
Dave the Kicker!
Did you play anything else on Friday?
No, I just played those three games. And today, we, the three of us, we went to go see Saints Row 4.
You wrote Saints Row 3. Oh!
No, that's V. Okay. I just have shitty handwriting.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read off my notes for
everyone. Also, it should be the next game in the
it's
the Saints Row franchise.
I mean, it's Saints Row 4. They didn't allow us to take videos or photos or anything.
You're calling
Saints Row the 4th. But anyway, I'm just going to read
I
off
really
the notes.
I really want them to go with that name.
I'm just going to...
They should. They should, because it would complete the madness.
To tell you everything you need to know about Saints Row 4, I'm just going to read off the notes
okay.
I have here.
Go for it.
Okay. There's one I forgot to write, but I'm going to read that too. Okay. Dubstep gun. Superpowers such as freeze and super speed. Inflato ray.
Ooh.
Dubstep gun.
You mentioned that
twice. You forgot to mention dubstep gun.
Yeah, like dubstep gun.
So what does a dubstep gun do?
It shoots dubstep.
Explain. And how is that effective amongst fighting your enemies?
You dubstep them.
What happens
drop
is
the base
you,
on them.
You shoot the dubstep gun.
Okay.
And it shoots out beams of dubstep, and everyone just starts dancing to dubstep. All the cars start bouncing as if they had hydraulics.
That's
everyone does like the robot.
That's pretty good.
And in the player, I mean, in the player, in the demo where they were showing the dude playing, it was a gameplay demo, not just a trailer.
It was a live game.
No, no, it wasn't live. It was obviously pre-recorded.
Okay.
But the dude shot the dubstep gun at a woman, and her region here became all kinds of blurred out, pixelated, and then there was sort of like a little scream and she fell over.
Damn.
So that is how the dubstep gun is effective.
So does it actually affect people? Like, is it actually, does it do damage to them when you fire
it? I think they die of an orgasm. Like, I think, like, bullshitting and joking aside, I think that's what happens.
Oh, Saints Row, you never fail.
Because, like, he
never fail.
Because, like, he shot a cop with it as well, because obviously when there's dubstep, the cops show up. And the same thing happened to the cop. His private region became all blurred and pixelated, and he just sort of fell over.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty sure, yeah, they just sort of die of an orgasm.
Also, they said this in the... I don't know if they said it explicitly in the trailer, but you're also the president.
Yeah, we got to wear...
The United Saints of America.
Yeah, we got to wear these cool headphones that had Saints Row 4 on them, but around them it had, like, you know, the great seal of the United States.
Yeah.
But it said President of the United Saints.
Tell me they are selling those headphones.
What type of headphones were they?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
They were loud ones.
That's
I just want to say they weren't...
I'm going to have to go over and ask tomorrow.
Hold on, they weren't Astros, were they?
I don't believe so.
Okay, because I have a pair of Astros that had the Saints Row, the fourth, plates that you can snap onto the side.
I mean, it might have been.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't fucking... They were right across from the Astro booth, if I recall. Or at least not far.
Okay.
That
yeah,
place
then,
is
then,
that big.
It's not too far from there.
We're not dancing to dubstep.
No demonstration.
I don't know,
how
would you dance to dubstep? I mean,
everyone there was just fucking doing crazy, crazy robot motions.
So
basically,
it's
just a rave.
So basically, it was the Harlem shake,
no,
essentially.
No,
is that what you were saying?
Did you see the second, like, Double Fine Connect quick look with the dubstep mode?
No.
It was kind of like that, if you saw that.
Oh,
jeez. Greg Rice
people in the chat
work?
Saw that, but...
Did Greg Rice do model work?
No, Greg Rice did not do... I actually saw Greg Rice at the Double Fine.
Yeah, I saw him standing around.
Yeah, he was, like, selling things. It was weird.
Yeah, Double Fine Connect mode is... I saw it, a little bit of it, but I did not see the dubstep version, but it looked pretty...
But yeah, for everyone in the chat, who I'm sure most of you have seen that, they were pretty much dancing like that, like random juts back and forth and everything.
Speaking of Double Fine, which also part of McCappy in their booth, I played Super Time Force...
Yeah, while you talk about Super Time Force, I'm going to make a drink, because I didn't play it. I took pictures of you playing.
Time Force is made by the dudes who made Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery. And basically, it's like a 2D side-scroller, and you control time. So basically what you do, you know how like a 2D side-scroller, like the more you advance, the more you learn the levels, so you get better every time? Basically, they made it so that when you die, you just rewind, and then you can just... beat the level faster each time because it's a 60-second time limit.
Okay.
So every time you die, you can get through each area quicker, and you learn more things about the level.
But from what you told me about it, or what I overheard the guy saying, is that if you just ran through it based on the amount of time you have...
Yeah. I mean, you could totally just run through it and then learn the layout of the level and then just rewind time and then actually, like...
Right, but if I remember correctly, what he said is that you would not have the amount of time to actually just run through the level if you're doing it as a standard...
Yeah, like
if you don't
stop time at all.
Right, if you don't stop time or
you also,
your strikes correct.
You also pick up like 10-second little time bonuses.
Okay.
So that helps.
Now with that, is it like, coming from way off camera, Is that just like, say, could you use your other characters like as bullet sponges, I guess? Like,
yeah,
you
get,
die on purpose?
You get other characters. Basically, when you rewind time, your previous character, he'll still do the action that he did previously, and that'll help you out. I forget what other game did something similar.
Braid.
Like that. Yeah, Braid, basically.
That's why you rewind like Braid, that's what they said, yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of like Braid in that way.
But it's pixel. I mean, it's very indie.
Unless Jonathan Blow.
If I'm not mistaken.
Fuck Jonathan Blow, I agree.
Jonathan Blow someone. We just don't know who yet.
Himself. When is this awesome? Himself.
Hazarai.
If anyone could blow himself, it'd be Jonathan Blow.
Yeah, so I took pictures of you playing that. You seemed like you were struggling.
Well, I didn't notice there was a time limit at first. So I kept dying over and over again.
Oh, the happy time
limit? Yeah, and then once the guy told me the time limit, I was
happy
fine.
Time.
Happy
time.
And then you got the big pack that they had, didn't you?
Yeah, so they also had this really cool. Yeah. It's this little pack that basically you buy it. It was $40. It looks expensive, but it gets you, I think it was 7 games.
It's like all the Double Fine games on
all the Double Fine games, Sword and Sorcery.
EP Plot.
What's the one they just came out with? Their guitar metal.
Oh, Brutal Legend?
Brutal Legend.
I mean, that's Double Fine game.
Yeah,
so.
A couple other ones, and it was on a floppy. It was literally on a floppy. But
clarify, it was just the keys. It wasn't the actual game.
But on the floppy, on the label that you would put on the floppy, is a key for Steam that you can, once you input it, you get all the games. However, I was told that on a certain amount of the floppies, they were actually able to get a flash-based game that crossed genres with a Double Fine and...
Was it Cappy?
Cappy. Which is like a racing kind of, I think, like a Mario Kart-ish type thing. They said they couldn't get it on all the games, so whether or not it was on the floppy that you got was kind of like a hit or miss.
Yeah.
So I have to go home and get a goddamn floppy drive and fucking hook that shit up to see if I actually have it on mine. So
it's okay, none of us have floppy drives.
I think back home in D.C., I have a computer with a floppy drive in the basement.
I have computers with floppy drives at work.
Oh, wow.
I have zip drives at work.
Oh, zip drives.
Okay, so there was a question about Super Time Force. Like, the dead versions, like, they still do the actions, but say you kill an enemy with a dead version,
yeah,
well,
you
still kill that
yeah,
enemy.
Yeah, you still fight. You keep going like you would.
But, like, say, let's say there's, I don't know how to explain this. Say there's a ledge with a dude with a gun on it.
Yeah.
And your first character goes up and kills the dude with the gun.
And then dies.
And then, like, you need to rewind and switch characters for whatever reason. He
yeah.
dies or whatever. Will he still, I know he'll obviously still run forward, but will he still,
yes,
like, kill the dude if you don't intervene?
I'm pretty sure he'll still kill the dude.
Okay.
Because I remember I was in a part where, like, there was these flamethrower things,
mm-hmm.
and then my first character would destroy one of those, and then he would die, and then rewind, and then that would still be destroyed.
Okay.
And then I would just destroy the elements.
Okay, that makes sense. So basically, it sounds like it's pretty similar to Braid in that respect, where, like,
yeah.
you can solve, to use Patrick Klepek's favorite term, a combat puzzle
yeah.
with different characters.
Yeah. Also, one of the characters is a raptor that skateboards.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So that's all you really need to know.
So, combat puzzles and dinosaurs. Patrick Klepek's video game.
Not hipster.
Speaking of Patrick Klepek.
Oh, yeah, we ran into Patrick. Well, you
yeah,
ran into
yeah.
Patrick. And
I
was playing Super Time Force while you were talking to Patrick.
Yeah, he was playing a game, and I wish I remember the name, that was with, I guess, Astro kind of had a demo at their site for a game that was a thriller, amnesia type
okay.
style thing. And he was playing it, talking to the developer of it. And I kind of waited around there like I was on my phone, trying not to be a stalkerish, waiting for him to get off so I can at least say, hey, how you doing? I waited for him to get off so I could get off on him. Okay, no, never mind. Anyway, so he got done, and I said, hey. We said, hey, how you doing? I said, hey, I'm here with a bunch of Giant Bomb members hanging out. And so we started walking down that way, and then I met up with you.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, he's just, like, right down this road here. Do we want to, you know, head down there so we can see him? But we met up with him.
Yeah, he was actually super nice.
Yeah, he was very...
What are you trying to say?
Did you expect him to be an asshole?
I mean, I was expecting him to call me out for somehow putting women down, even though I was just saying hi.
Did you say hi to
women
Blade?
Yeah, we did, but he doesn't need to know that.
Were you wearing a Dead Island shirt?
No, I was not. It was actually relatively close to the Dead Island booth.
It was very close, but I mean, for all my hatred towards the guy for his reviews and his just, I don't like the way that he reviews, to be honest. He's a really nice guy. I mean, a really cool guy. And so it kind of grew on me, I guess, when you meet the person, But
and his Sadex use for a beard does not look as bad.
No, it looks actually pretty good.
Yeah. I actually like the beard. I just think I do actually like the beard. I just think it makes him look like an evil alternate dimension of himself.
If he had a pirate hat on, he would look more piratey than I do right now. Absolutely love that.
I thought we weren't going to acknowledge the costume.
Yeah.
I already said R. That's kind of, I kind of broke that rule earlier.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. And then later on when we were walking near the Wildstar booth, we ran into the grouping of Vincent, Jeffrey, Bradley, and what I assume is Alexander.
Yeah, I was not there.
You were playing StarCraft.
Yeah. So every single time, he wasn't with us. He was either playing StarCraft or doing the other game.
Super
Time Force when that happened. Because I think you were
Because you were playing Wildstar, and I was waiting for you to finish.
Yeah.
Right. And so either way, Shin was the one who ran into him and saw him. I didn't even notice him until he
said, you turned around, and I was like, I yelled over to Vinny. I'm like, hey, Vinny, what's up? And I had my giant bomb sweatshirt on, and he just looks at me and goes, hey, nice hoodies. And then he started walking over and just talking about bullshit.
And they were pretty cool guys.
I mean, Vinny was real nice.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Jeff
Vinny
was...
Vinny seemed like a nice guy.
Also, I shared a urinal with Vinny. Not really shared a urinal, but as he left, I took his urinal. And so that was pretty epic.
Yeah, I actually talked to Vinny after the panel, and he was like going to the bathroom. So I was like, hey, Vinny, I have a question. He's like, yeah, just come with me in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, because like Jeff, they probably had somewhere to be. So Jeff, Brad, and Alex, after I was done talking to Jeff, seemed like they sort of had somewhere to be.
Yeah.
But Vinny made sure he had a proper goodbye and everything.
Yeah.
Made sure we were going to the panel and all that.
Yeah.
He was super nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to be expected.
And I just want to say, Brian Davis, when I went to ask him, hey, is there an after party? He goes, no, no after party.
Yeah, I asked him.
But that was it. I mean, it was just, no after party. That was it. There was no other.
I mean,
that's not surprising.
Considering what went on, I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true. But I'm
considering what he did at that panel.
Yeah. No, I actually asked.
So Ryan is apparently loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
I asked Vinny about the after party, and he was like, no, I don't know. You should ask Jeff or Ryan. He's like, and if they say there is, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I asked Jeff and he said no, so.
Yeah, I got a picture with Jeff, so whatever.
Yeah,
you
did?
Yeah.
You bastard.
Yeah, you weren't there.
Yeah, the first time you didn't even remember you had a camera around your neck.
Yeah, I did not remember that.
Damn.
You do caught up in the moment. Oh god, no spoilers.
That's the only.
Just wait for the archive.
Just wait for the archive.
Yeah.
Oh, at the milk.
But everything else that happened.
It wasn't just milk.
It was.
I'll just say that much.
Yeah.
He's never going to be able to look at any other milk the same again.
Yeah, he won't.
God damn. At the end of the Cards Against Humanity panel, milk and cookies, and everyone was just like, is it?
Sir.
And Max from Cards Against Humanity, just all he could do was laugh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Those are yours.
Let's interrupt. Let's take a break from the game discussion. You can't see it because it's far away.
I'll take Pack A up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we have Cards Against Humanity 2013 Pack. Pack A and B.
It's packs.
There we go.
All right. There's
pack.
Is it a packs pack or packs pack?
It is a packs pack for packs.
And
or these are packs
pack
for packs.
Here is a pack B.
So yeah, these are packs packs for packs.
There's a pack C, but
no one has it.
So where's that A at? So we're gonna open these up now.
Before we open that up, I just want to say, as most of you saw the other night, it was my cherry popping of Cards Against Humanity, and so with them there, I bought the entire full set.
This is the third expansion,
and I went to do the first, second, and third expansion in all.
I still have the third expansion,
and I think the guy before me only wanted the first expansion pack, and I ended up getting the first expansion pack.
We got two first.
I got two number one expansion packs. And the number third one. Hey, there we go. And the third one. So hopefully tomorrow I will let them know and I'll get my second one. But on with the third one.
Yeah, so I'm just goddamn curious if the first card is what we all hope it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. First card.
Wait, no.
The first card is the primal ball-slapping sex your parents are having right now.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you need that image in my head?
I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Jesus Christ.
The chat says the biggest, blackest packs.
And the second one is a cat video so cute that you roll your eyes back and your spine slides out of your anus.
God damn it.
I just want to keep going through these.
Wait, let's do a black one.
I want at least look at one.
You know what? I'm not even going to read this. I'm holding this one up to the camera.
No, I'm not going to see this one. I didn't see this one.
No, I saw it. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. All right, let's see.
Yep. We're done here. We're going straight into the PAX pack.
If you have a three-tier question, you could have biggest, blackest dick, cock, and then something at this point.
No, big black saying? Dick, bigger back, blacker dick,
and then cock.
And at the Cards Against Humanity panel, they had a Google Doc spreadsheet with all the card suggestions up there.
Here's a PAX special. Here's a PAX one. And basically just PAX.
And it said, a dick so big and so black that it would require medical attention. And the alternate version, which got me goddamn curious, was that it had you could only see part of it because it was cut off,
mm-hmm.
and it had a dick so big, and then it went on, and all it said underneath, all we could see was "cannot escape." So I just want to know what that was.
I think you mentioned earlier its own gravitational
pull. Its own gravitational pull. You cannot escape. So let's see. Let's see what we got in this PAX pack.
The last black card in that one.
So this is pack A from the PAX pack.
What I want to say.
You should read a black card and three white cards.
Shit. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. So I'm gonna read this first black card in the PAX for PAX. I have an idea even better than Kickstarter, and it's called Blank Starter.
Cock Starter would work real well.
It would work good.
It is called
News for the Giant Bomb Deck. They haven't started going through those yet, but the submission.
You have a week to
and
submit your
6 days card. From now. Well,
yep.
Five technically.
Yep. And it will be coming.
I like this last one anyway. I have an idea even better than Kickstarter, and it's called rotating shapes in midair so that they fit into other shapes when they fall. Starter.
That's actually pretty legit considering the design, the design form of Kickstarter. If you Kickstarter the design, oh man!
I have an idea even better than Kickstarter, and it's called the Jiggle Physics Starter.
It's Doatech.
I have an idea even better than Kickstarter, and it's called the Paying the Iron Price Starter. He gets that. I get that.
I don't.
Was that the PAX one?
Yeah, this is the PAX one.
I guess that makes sense.
And then I have an idea even better than Kickstarter, and it's called Casting a Magic Missile at a Bully Starter.
I am so glad there's Magic Missile in there. I am so glad about that.
I gotta see, there's gotta be a fucking Firefall card in here somewhere.
Speaking of Firefall, was Firefall a presence on the floor?
Yeah.
No,
Firefall has their own private room.
Private room, you say?
Yes, and they have a thumper right by the front door, and that thing is fucking loud.
I just want to say that I watched a video today where they were talking about the thumper, and everybody hated it.
A 5-minute dialogue
in the 404
mm-hmm.
Video the panel you were part of,
mm-hmm.
and I think one of the guys in there compared it to a 9/11 reenactor because it sounded like a jet engine taking off.
Firefly.
So it's pretty crazy.
There's a Firefly season 2 card in here. That's all I'm gonna say about these PAX packs. Just a card, just says Firefly season 2. That's all it says.
Man.
And then an immediately regrettable $9 hot dog from the Boston Convention Center. Oh Jesus Christ! Is this a pack 3?
No, this is.
Do any of us have pack 3?
This is the third expansion. I just got through.
Oh, third expansion.
Oh shit! No.
Hold on a second.
Man.
Oh no!
My new favorite. Fucking, I love this car.
No.
Getting your dick stuck in a Chinese finger trap with another dick.
So wait, that's kind of like Eiffel Tower and Chinese finger trap. Oh man.
Warm vomiting Muppet sex. Oh, I love that.
This game just keeps getting worse and worse.
Right, I don't think we should spoil all the cards. Because you can buy the third expansion now.
Yeah. Girls that always be texting.
Oh God.
Alright, we should probably stop now.
Alright, let's do the B pack. let's just save it. Let's do the B pack.
Should we though? I want to keep it a secret.
No, I want to do the packs.
No, because no one else is gonna get them.
I promise.
That's what makes it so awesome.
I need to read this one out for Cynic.
Nothing beats hope.
You can read.
Yes,
that.
You're right.
Just for Cynic, an all midget production of Shakespeare's Richard III.
That would be pretty excellent. And there was a midget there at PAX.
Spending the year's insulin budget on Warhammer 40K figurines. That's from the PAX pack.
So there was a guy in line when we were waiting to get a cab the other night that had spent, I think he said, over $750 on a card game on editions or packs while he was there.
Probably Magic.
Probably MTG.
And I think I lost a little bit of hope in humanity at that point.
I mean,
dude, people in MTG have... there are people that have, like, over 30 grand worth of cards in a single binder.
The depression that ensues after catching them all.
Got no more Pokemon to catch.
Getting inside the Heratra cube with the hot babe and pressing the transmute button.
God damn.
These PAX packs are great.
Oh, shit. We can figure out what's in the packs.
Sharpening a foam broadsword on a foam whetstone. The rocket launcher. Violating the first law of robotics.
Brian does that.
Punching a tree to gather wood.
That's pretty legit.
That's actually a pretty good one.
That's
a pretty good one.
I don't know what
to... I know many a time I have punched a tree to gather thine wood off thy tree.
There were people running around with t-shirts that said, punching trees gives me wood.
We should probably Cynic says back to video games.
Man,
I just want to go over the PAX packs. Stop showing me cards. Put them back in the box.
Yeah, we need
to.
Well, how about when we're done, if people still want to, we'll play around maybe with the third.
We'll play around with the third pack to see.
Alright, can't read the rest.
Sorry.
Can't look at those anymore.
Okay, so.
I saw one's going to give me nightmares.
We played Battle Block Theater.
Yeah, but that was today.
That was today.
And Custom Arcade cabinets that they had specifically there for PAX.
The Behemoth, all of the lanyards that they, people were giving out.
I need to get my lanyards.
I need to get a lanyard to be
like
one.
The PAX lanyards are Battle Block Theater lanyards.
Right here.
For one.
Safety pin.
I have an extra lanyard, it's cool.
I'll give you mine. I got a Google Apps one.
Anyway, so the Behemoth has the lanyards for this year. Also, they have custom Castle Crashers arcade cabinets.
I played a little bit of that.
And then they also have custom, like, four different custom Battle Block Theater arcade cabinets.
They have Versus and Co-op.
Yeah, so there's two machines set up for Versus, and there's two machines set up for Co-op. You played Co-op with, like, a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
and then
I had to carry him.
And then Keith and I, we played co-op, and we couldn't fucking figure out how to enter the first level.
Yeah, that was great.
Because all the buttons are laid out like a 360 controller on the arcade machine.
Dude, I was confused as shit.
So they're color-coded, so like, jump is the green button, because that's A. And, you know, X was the blue button, and that's punch.
I am drunk enough that I don't remember what an Xbox controller looks like.
Fine, that's perfect. That's perfect condition for the show.
Best part is that I was playing the 10-year-old, he knew how to start the first level.
Yeah,
I was hoping that you and the 10-year-old got farther than these two.
Oh no, they fucking died.
No, because our level had a time limit.
Anyway.
So you're saying the 10-year-old is better than she
and
No. Let me explain.
Oh, he was.
Because all of...
No, Tyler
didn't
carry him. That 10-year-old sucked dick in that game.
Anyway. It said Y to enter the door, right? It was the Y symbol was hovering above my head. So we are both fucking mashing the yellow button like crazy, and nothing is happening. Turns out it was the white button, which was supposed to be the right trigger. They fucked up
their
own control.
What the fuck did they map the yellow button to?
The right trigger. Like, their controls were fucked
up.
Oh, yeah. They were supposed to do it backwards.
Yeah, but that game pretty fun to troll each other in.
Yeah, so it's...
Bathroom
is sink. Sink noise.
Alright.
Yo, let's get some chicken and waffles.
Go ahead.
In due
we
time.
We should probably order some right now.
In due time.
It's 1:30. We should probably order them now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chat.
Do we still deliver?
Chat.
Yeah.
What do we want from the fucking hen house?
Look up the menu.
Then we'll get back
order.
To Battle Block Theater.
How do you...
You're talking about the controls. While the chat gets back to us.
Someone just inverted the controls. These two didn't bother to look.
Yeah. That game's super fun. It's... I don't know... It's kind of like Spelunky in
I guess.
The way it's structured.
Unforgiving as fuck?
No, but easier.
Unforgiving as fuck and easier?
No, but it's easier.
What?
It's not unforgiving. But meaning, it doesn't seem like there was a lot of death penalty if you did co-op.
Okay.
You'd respawn like instantly.
But you died a lot.
I'm good.
Good. No, you are not good. Where's that fucking Kraken? Bring that over here.
I haven't finished this one.
Hold
Makes
on. Can we have the chat?
Rios is the hottest wings on the menu.
Okay, I would just like to know the chat. I mean, we have this.
I don't know why you bought that.
Okay.
And
I think you bought it for Rayos, but then Rayos died.
I think you bought it
because you're like a 90-year-old woman.
I bought it as something that would be crazy and everybody should have a shot of.
But you didn't bring shot glasses.
No.
So there's that issue.
Are we all afraid to drink out of the same bottle? I mean, it's mighty true. It. It'll pretty much kill anything as soon as we drink it.
What, peppermint schnapps?
Yeah.
There's cups. I mean,
it says 90 proof on the bottle, isn't it?
Okay.
We can just get cups.
That's what, 45% by volume?
Yeah.
So I'm
just take a swig. Sit down, take a swig for Reyes on the camera.
Reyes. My love, my darling.
Oh, no.
This is for you. Because you are not here, I am going to take a swig and enjoy your luscious voice in my head as I sleep tonight.
I can't.
For your loins are the closest thing to me that I could only imagine on this wonderful
this
evening.
This is legit as shit.
How was that?
That's pretty good.
What the fuck?
We're all taking a swig now.
Man.
That is fucking peppermint.
Yeah, it is very, very pepperminty.
It's the mistake Ryan made.
Why?
That's not bad.
It goes down pretty easily. It's not
like,
bad.
Holy shit.
Because I have to drink some now.
I've had worse things.
That's fucking.
I don't really like peppermint that much.
That's
so
pretty
fucking good. This.
Wait, what?
That's alright.
I've had worse things. I mean, I've had moonshine and homemade wine.
There, I guess.
After I finish this.
It just tastes like...
Oh, that one was bad.
Alright, never mind.
Oh.
Fucking bomber curve.
Google it, chat.
It just tastes like melted down, like, peppermint patty.
Tastes like a melted down...
It does, it does. That's a good idea. That's a good
idea.
Example.
That's why they made it.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus, who's his name?
Alright.
Thank you, sir.
It tastes like a melted down peppermint breath mint from Lifesaver.
So next time,
Reyes.
Just mix some chocolate with that and you got yourself a peppermint patty.
Reyes. I will pull one out into my mouth for you, sir.
Next time I'm at the nursing home.
That is a classy fucking smile
sure
right there.
Drink some more peppermint schnapps.
Class node. Okay.
Goddamn. Okay, so where were we? Oh,
I have no idea.
Chicken and waffles. The best video game.
Someone asked, what's a hen house?
That's a good question.
What is a hen house? A hen house is the classiest motherfucking...
It's next to Liquorland. That's all you
it's
need to know.
The restaurant these fuckers and Reyes would have gone to.
If he didn't almost die. Like a bitch.
Reyes
oh,
wasn't a bitch.
Damn.
He couldn't sleep normally. I mean, how the fuck do you...
I just
you knock yourself on the head while you're sleeping.
He just needs to be there for someone to tie him down with a bunch of lace and leather so he doesn't move next time a week prior to going.
Okay.
So I mean, they delivered to Virginia. That might be a little out of their area.
Yeah, might be a little out of their area.
No way.
What is that? Is that a chain or is it like?
No, I think it's just a one.
They should definitely.
I mean, are they up on delivery.com or
Ooh.
Something? The hen house. Or do we have a menu somewhere?
Online.
See,
we did.
No,
yeah.
we had a physical menu somewhere.
Yeah,
Those are just Boston bullshit guides.
Oh.
That was stuff I was thinking of doing with you when you. Showed up. But
well, you had work, and I was recovering.
Yeah, we can order $1.
I was recovering from the train ride here, you know, the six and a half hour train ride here, and then I ordered $30 worth of Popeyes, so...
Did we throw it out? Because
you have class on Monday or no?
I'm out of school for a week.
Bitch.
I don't know where this is. I don't see it.
I have... From September to June, I have 3 weeks off of school.
Nice. Like, goddamn.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you also have a short summer. So I guess that makes sense.
No, I have a...
You have a non-existent summer, basically.
No, my summer is from June till September.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
My summer is from, like, May to September.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not a real major.
Well, also, I go to private school, so it doesn't really matter as much.
So do I.
Yeah. So do I. So do I.
No. Yours is private?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So someone's going to look it up online.
Anyway.
On
my
menu.
So, okay.
Yeah, we had a menu. We brought one back.
I know. I don't know where it is.
I mean, I'm sure
Google
knows.
I'm not showing your room.
There's pamphlets everywhere.
Look up the notes.
So, basically, what I want to know from the chat is, do we want Keith to mix all of the sauces?
No, that's happening regardless of what the fuck they said.
I'm eating it on camera.
I think the question is, if Keith mixes all the sauces together, do we all partake in the sauce mixture?
No, because...
No, I'm not.
No, because
no.
You don't want me throwing up.
Dude, it was good as fuck. Maple syrup, firecracker...
No.
Buffalo.
No. The three things I've had today are Popeyes, alcohol, and orange soda. My stomach is not in a good place.
That sounds
that
is like a good day. Day. All right, I have the number.
That's better than what I had.
And it's not like, okay, I ate a little bit of Popeyes. I ate $30 worth of fucking Popeyes.
All I had was water all day.
You sound like you need some Popeyes.
I need some
fucking Popeyes.
I need food.
All right, so let's
see. I still
what we
have
here.
Some.
Oh, God.
We got chicken and waffles.
Oh, man. Yes. Thurb, bring in the fire.
God damn it.
Wait. Oh, God.
It's not the super. It's the point we get annoyed.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Okay, shut it down.
Battle Bar Theater, you guys.
Dude, they have a section called Badass Meals.
Okay.
What? All right.
Game.
A section of the menu, but it looks like shit.
I mean, you just get chicken and waffles, is what you get.
Yeah, but they sell coops of chicken.
What?
Chicken coops?
What?
Like,
coop?
Like live
Holy
chickens?
Shit, let me see this.
Like live chickens?
Chicken coop.
What? Can we call them and ask them what a coop would they define a coop as?
I don't even know.
They just deliver you a live chicken.
How about we
walk out of the room?
I think he took a piss.
I'll say, because he walked out. We need to go let him back in.
No, he walked out of the restroom.
Oh.
So my question, we should probably just order.
He's had to go to the bathroom. Just need an excuse to leave.
There's a phone next to the toilet.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's really fucking weird.
Dude, you go to room.
Hey, can you call the head house while you're taking a shit for us? I'd appreciate that.
No.
So we should probably just order 5 chicken and waffles.
So,
also,
I'm gonna go see if we got the menu over here.
Yeah, I heard that coop, and I don't know what the
I'm gonna do a costume change while we're at it.
Also, should we talk about what we want to, what we plan on going to tomorrow?
Let's talk about what we played first. Let's talk about that. Oh, God, it's bright in here.
The sun's out for a fucking hour.
Get me a chicken waffles with every.
Wait, get me. You're the one
ordering.
Yeah.
That's
true.
So,
oh, wait, I have to call.
Before we move on, Battle Block Theater comes out in like 2 weeks, so you should buy that when it comes out.
Yeah, no, it was bullshitting about chicken and waffles aside. Battle Block Theater was really fun.
It's only on Xbox now, but it'll probably be on other platforms.
I mean, Castle Crashers just coming out on Steam.
Yeah, it came out on PSN like a year or two after.
Yeah.
But hopefully it won't be that long.
How many games we said we released the next gen console? How many games? This is a question.
Very
how
little.
Many games would they say would be released on next gen console?
I mean, they had Watch Dogs.
The only ones were like Watch Dogs and Watch Dogs. That's about it.
And they had the PS3 version of Diablo 3, not the PS4.
Yeah, like,
I was going to run by that booth to see if they had the PS4 version.
No, they
didn't. Of course they didn't.
They would have said if
PS4
would be there.
Of course they didn't.
I knew it was a long shot. I just figured might as well pick a rest.
They wouldn't let the press play it. They wouldn't have to let the public play it.
They did confirm offline multiplayer.
Yeah, it's fuck you to PC players.
Yeah.
I did see, because I ran around a lot of the indie booth stuff, they had some pretty cool games. One of them was like a magnet mic. I can't remember the exact
Magic
name.
Mike.
Magic Mike.
Magic
Mike for iOS.
Great.
There you go. But one of them that did stick out with me was from a developer called Men Who Wear Tall Hats.
So Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. It was called Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail. Like
I want to see
Oregon Trail.
I want to see him.
And it was based on a zombie based Oregon Trail style iOS game where you basically pick your. Oh
my God.
Oh God.
You want to talk about a sellout here? NVIDIA glasses and an NVIDIA shirt.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway, it's actually pretty fun, based on the Oregon Trail style design, and I actually played it for the first round and died. Once you die, you put your own epitaph in your tombstone, and it's kind
of
saved for you for posterity purposes. But it's actually a pretty fun game. The only issue I have with it is the controllers. So when you want
to
shoot something, you click and pull back, and then that's how it aims it. So if you're used to aiming more, if you're holding it in this hand and you're kind of going this way, you're shooting that way easily. But when they come from this angle, you got to do this, and it kind of can mess you up a little bit. So other than that,
it's no hope for sure. Not even worth it. I got my shields shirt on, man.
You totally stole my thunder. Like, I'm trying to explain this game.
I am so sorry.
And you, God damn it.
Don't blame me. Blame the amazing product that is the NVIDIA Shield that I didn't even see. I have not
even
seen.
Okay.
I actually played NVIDIA Shield. I played Max Payne because that's the game that was on there.
Okay. So, reverse Max Payne. Can you rebind them? I don't know what he's talking about.
Rebind the keys.
What? I don't know what game you're talking about.
No, you can't rebind the keys right now. It's pretty much set for iOS and how you play it. I'm hoping they do some kind of change later, just because for me it's cumbersome to change directions when firing. But other than that, it's actually a fun game. You know, deciding, do I need enough gas to get to the next town? Do I want to actually do scavenging, where I, you know, normally you would fight deers to get food, you fight, and then, you know, mufflers would pop up on the map, and you would run towards the muffler to pick it up for your car. And if your car runs out of any product, of course your car stops, and then you gotta scavenge again. So it's a fun game. It's $1.99 right now on iOS, and you can actually buy
it. Man, I don't know why. I was thinking that's $199. I'm like, that is ridiculous.
No.
$199. Yeah.
Hey, Cynic, fuck you. I'm getting there, all right? So.
No, I'm getting there.
He's been
shield. No, I'm getting there. I'm the only one actually used it.
So anyway, there's a $199 upgrade you can get that kind of gives you the dev kit unload, where you can start out with as much stuff as you want, have fun, play it. But if you want to play it normally, normal, hard, and then suicidal is the max level you can play. And it's pretty fun. I mean, I had a good time doing it when I was in my room.
So when you say the fun version of the Walking Dead game, do you mean Walking Dead Instincts?
Or yeah,
so
you
need to clarify.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I don't know. I still have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. So. I was in costume change.
You were. To be honest, I've never seen Walking Dead at all, so I couldn't even tell you.
The new game sucks.
The new game.
Never played it.
Got a 1 out of 5 from one.
The new game
tomorrow.
Is worse than Colonial Marines.
But if you liked Oregon Trails in the style, you will like Oregon Trails. That's about as best as I can put it. It's actually pretty fun. It's a good time. That's about it.
So yeah, the NVIDIA Shield. I got this T-shirt for playing World of Tanks on a PC. So I don't know actually anything about the Shield. You were the only one.
Yeah,
I think actually played.
I played the NVIDIA Shield just for gits and shiggles.
Gits and shiggles.
Yes.
Sounds legit.
I mean, it felt okay in my hands. Like it could have been worse, but like basically as I was using it the whole time, I was just thinking like this works, but why would I ever really use this?
It's nothing special.
Yeah,
like you expect more.
I don't understand the practicality of it.
Like the only thing that you can really give it is the graphics are probably better than
it ran
consoles.
Fine. It was. I think it was only like.
I think the appeal of it is you can walk around your house playing games from your PC. I think that's
no.
The,
but like is
it doesn't
really
play like that at all.
No, you could broadcast.
You can stream
PC.
It from your NVIDIA GPU powered PC to the Shield.
But the thing is, it's not a nice enough interface to...
I mean, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that's what...
Yeah, no, I understand what
well,
they're...
Well, I want to rephrase that. I have my phone with me at all times.
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to take a shit, I'm going to play on my phone again.
Yeah.
As opposed to having a second device in my pocket.
Like, I'm not
going to
fucking bring this
out.
In there and play fucking Battlefield 3 on the shitter. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The dude who has both a 3DS and a Vita, if I'm walking around and I'm on the toilet and I'm pulling something out for, you know... The 30 seconds to maybe a minute I'm on the toilet. I'm not pulling out my Vita. I'm not pulling out my 3DS. I'm pulling out my phone to look at Twitter or do something else stupid.
No,
not
they were
going to open up Fire Emblem and fuck up a turn and have to restart everything.
They were streaming that from PCs, right? Like there were PCs there?
Or were they just, wait,
No. Okay, so the game itself is stored locally on the device. You can play it.
But like were they I don't know, did you go to the
I played it.
Did they have PCs there that the game was actually being rendered on?
No. Well, I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I saw so they kind of had it in a shape a semicircle where they had the devices laid out.
Mm-hmm.
In between those semicircles, they had some PCs. I don't know if they were streaming onto the PC to kind of show how you stream it to a PC or from a PC.
Uh-huh.
But playing it itself, I did not like the way the controllers were set up.
Okay.
The triggers were too spongy.
Okay.
For me, like, you could pull it, but you had to put all the way back to actually fire. There was no...
analog on it?
Yeah, right. It was all digital.
Okay.
And I didn't like that the top trigger buttons or the
shoulder buttons.
Were your shoulder buttons were so far up.
Whoa, no.
What are you doing?
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
what are you doing?
No.
You go get your tissue.
Oh, okay.
The shoulder buttons were too close to the screen, so you could almost close the screen a little bit while you hit them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that or not, or if you felt that.
Also, I thought the screen was like a little too small. Like, I understand that it's a small device, and you have to make it like
it's reasonable
size.
It's supposed to be portable, like the Vita.
Yeah.
There's no way I normally don't put my Vita in my pocket. Normally, if I'm carrying it around and I have a backpack, it's in my backpack.
Yeah.
I'm normally not carrying it around my goddamn pocket.
I mean, I can see like people getting a Shield just to have PC games playing on the go, but like someone like me, I could live without playing a PC game while I'm not on a PC.
Now, the only thing I do like about it that I thought was very well done of them, in the issue, you know, when you have your phone in your pocket, you have your Vita in your pocket, inevitably you could scratch the screen. With the Shield, it does close clamshell style.
You can do that with 3DS.
You can. I'm not trying to say that it's. You know,
unique. It's just a nice feature.
It's just a nice feature. You get high res graphics as opposed to a 3DS. I mean, you're not going to get. I don't think you're going to get the same graphic style.
No, you'll get
more from this, but it does close, so that's kind of nice.
Also, like, it doesn't seem like you really fit in your pocket that well.
It is bulky.
Speaking of 3DS, how about you tell them what you saw at the Nintendo
booth? It was not at the Nintendo booth.
And decided to text me. Oh, wasn't it at the Nintendo booth?
No, it was a store from New York.
PS1 digital triggers.
No, a third, but I don't know if it comes to anything. And from what I can tell, it's pretty goddamn fucking big.
Yeah, so I didn't see a belt clip.
Also, isn't it like super expensive?
Yeah, anyway, that's not.
They're asking about a belt clip.
No, it was no belt clip.
And just fucking holster your Shield.
Right.
Holster your Shield.
Yeah.
Like, you have, like, a thing on your back, you just pick it up and, like,
put it on your
stick right there.
For the love of God, if you actually get that.
Put it on your utility kilt.
Yeah. Oh, so many utility kilts.
A lot of enforcers.
They had a utility kilt stand there.
Yes, they did.
Check for a purse.
Which, next year, I will tell you, I will wear my utility kilt, and Rios, you can feel me up all day long this year.
You've had too much to drink.
Yeah. Not that much. I'm okay.
Anyway, what were you talking about?
Yes.
It's also banking on Rayo showing up next year.
Yeah, if he doesn't almost fucking die.
God damn.
We keep because we love
shit.
We keep because we love
shit.
Anyway, there was a store from New York. I forgot what it's called. It was all import shit.
What are you doing?
And there, they had an imported Japanese 3DS, Kingdom Hearts 3D 3DS.
It was like $700.
It was like $650 US.
Here's the thing. Before he texted me the price, I was just going, should I buy this?
Oh, I found the Pikachu 3DSs. No.
How much?
I don't know. I don't know if they're selling them, but I saw people, like, they had demos set up with them.
Are they regionalized?
Probably not.
I don't know. I mean, they were demo ones. Like, I probably could have just jacked one.
All right, so what you're saying is we're strolling by there tomorrow.
I know exactly where it is. It's at the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon booth.
Mystery Dungeon booth.
I walked past that booth when I came in yesterday. I saw the Pokemon booth and started laughing.
I don't know about Jeff's raid. Anyway,
no,
back to
no one
Hearts.
Asked about Jeff's raid.
Back to Kingdom Hearts.
You done with your homework?
No, I finished one problem.
Oh, God damn
it.
How many?
Out of two. But this one was the actual programming one that I got.
Okay, now I can order chicken and waffles.
Can you order chicken and waffles?
Okay, anyway.
You really need some chicken and waffles.
In addition to
I could probably use some.
In addition
chicken.
To the 3DS, there were factory sealed copies of Kingdom Hearts, both 1 and 2.
Was there 1.5?
There was not.
Okay.
The only Sony game that was there was
now,
Last of Us.
I have a question for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Why did he capitalize raid in chat? It's making me think that somebody's setting up a raid array for some reason.
No, it's just the raid.
It's a giant bomb thing.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be capitalized then.
It's a giant bomb
thing.
If you put raid capitalized, it should be a redundant raid.
He's saying raid in caps.
He's making sure
and
we say
he's saying emphasis. Raid, imagining that he is yelling raid really loud.
Jeff didn't mention the raid at all.
I did not see any exclamation points.
Diver kick. Raid, diver kick. Round one. Diver kick.
When they say round
dicks,
one,
right?
Instead
not
of
discs.
Fight, they say diver kick.
You meant dicks, not discs, right?
Yeah.
I said discs.
You meant dicks?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay, anyway.
Random Maria independent dicks.
Okay, so
if you need redundant dicks, there's something going on.
I was tempted to pick up a factory sealed copy of Final Fantasy both 8 and 9. Final Fantasy Tactics factory sealed.
So
that was like $80.
Damn. Did you see that the remake
a Final Fantasy X, the HD remix for PS3.
Mm-hmm. Also has X.
Yeah, actually also has X2.
I might need to buy this.
Yeah.
I never played X2.
I never played X.
The only thing I know about X2 is that one of the characters sings K-pop, basically.
That's about as far as I got.
Or it'd be J-pop at that point.
Yeah, J-pop.
It'd be J-pop.
Bubble pop.
So we're talking about older games. Today I saw on a stream.
I can play some J-pop.
Capcom is coming out with DuckTales. Remastered.
There is one fucking machine with that on it.
DuckTales Remastered.
That's the only game Capcom has here.
No, they Remember Me. That's Capcom.
Oh, they also have Monster Hunter.
That's a game I have to play tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going on SodaDrinkingPro.com.
Fuck you.
Don't fucking.
Can you order chicken and waffles?
Well, yeah.
I know. Seriously.
Oh, you guys haven't talked about that yet?
No.
Five chicken and waffles. Just pick a chicken.
No, four chicken waffles and four one chicken. But I don't
know. Having five conversations at once now.
Okay. Anyway, back to the video games. We played what is pretty much the world's most advanced first-person soda drinking simulator.
So they claim.
I have not confirmed Soda Drinker Pro. It's pretty much the best video game ever made. You walk around in first-person... and you drink soda.
Professionally.
Yeah.
Professionally.
That's pretty good.
Wait,
hold on a second. Is this going to be an esport? Did they confirm this is going to be esport?
I don't know what the tournament scene is like for this. But
the dev did show you that awesome move.
He did. He showed me this awesome move. Or what he did, I don't know how the fuck he did it. He took the right stick and he pushed it all the way to the left and fucking started spinning around He drank soda.
Damn!
While spinning.
He didn't even stop spinning to drink the soda.
That's a high level play right there.
That's
Tried it, but I couldn't do it.
Is that over 9,000?
I don't know. I have an over 9,000 pin in my bag. I don't know where the fuck I got it.
Did he 360 no-scope his soda?
He did 360 no-scope his soda.
Wait, 360 no-scope coat check-in?
360 no-scope coat check-in.
That's an inside joke.
That's a PAX joke. But yeah, I played about 9 levels of Soda Drinker Pro. And they were all super amazing. Bullshitting, joking aside, that game's really, really dumb fun to play for about 10 minutes because all of the levels are, the walls are just Crayola Crayon.
The graphics are amazing.
Crayola Crayon and, there's no skybox.
Was it a 24, 64, or 1...
I think it was probably 128 texture.
Okay,
The only reason I said that is because you couldn't remember
the number. Was it running at 60 hertz?
What the fuck are you doing?
What is going on? How much have you had to drink?
Not enough.
What is that?
This is the last beer and two sips of preparation.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, this is from Liquid Express. This is the e-cig juice that I'm doing tonight, and it is called Lust After You, Reyes.
Oh,
I am lusting after you.
All right. So yeah, that game's on Greenlight 2, just Divekick.
Divekick.
Greenlight that right now.
So go Greenlight that. It's really fucking dumb in a completely different way than say, Divekick.
Creepy Cam.
The dude was really funny. It wasn't the guy.
He was great.
It was his brother that I was talking to at the booth. But they seem to know that it's a dumb joke.
Yeah.
But also play it off as something completely serious.
Yeah,
I would hope so.
Because I know Jeff said he was looking for it.
Was it Jeff or Vinny that was looking for it?
It was both of them.
Yeah, they were all looking for it.
But yeah, that game I played about 9 levels. You have a soda meter, and when the soda meter goes down, you finish the level. That's it. There are collectibles. I think there are plus collectibles. I don't know, because there was soda that you can walk into.
So the question is, do you gain calories from drinking this?
No, you just go for calories.
The question, do you get diabetes?
Diabetes.
At some point.
That is not confirmed.
No, there was a random bug and I fixed it.
That has not been confirmed nor denied.
Wilford Brimley has not been confirmed nor denied for this game.
Also, apparently, this is a rumor, but they're also working on a diet Soda Drinker Pro.
Oh,
I mean, we talked to him, and for different regions. They did not confirm nor deny whether they are going to be localizing or localizing the game for the South as Pop Drinker Pro.
No, wait,
so
South and the Midwest.
Hold on, let me rephrase
that. Texas is not the South.
Hold on, what the fuck is not the South?
Texas is fucking Texas. It's Northern thing.
But we are not our own thing. The South is the South. It's called Coke.
I have seen
Anything you get is called Coke. You want Coke? Yeah. I want a Sprite Coke. I mean, I want Coke.
Sprite is a subsidiary.
Sprite is not Sprite. I mean, Sprite is Sprite. It's not fucking Sprite Coke.
Sprite is owned by Coke, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's a subsidiary of Coke.
But do you want a drink? I'll take a Coke. Oh, we don't have Coke. We have Pepsi. I'll take a Sprite. I mean, that's kind of how that's how you answer that question.
Yeah, I know.
I'm expecting lots of speech rediscussion at GDC.
Fuck
you, Cynic. You live in Australia. You don't fucking know what the South is.
Wait, he's in Australia?
Yeah.
And he's commenting on shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, fuck you. You don't have this sick ass shirt.
You are upside down right now. You didn't sell out for that shirt.
No,
Cynic, I want to say.
He got banned from World of Tanks.
I want to say.
No. I'm sorry.
World of Tanks.
You got to answer that question.
He got
into a firefight with my teammates.
He got into
it. That died.
He got NVIDIA test account number 6, or NVIDIA trade show account number 6, fucking banned from World of Tanks.
No, it was a temporary ban.
I better shake your hand.
Yeah, like, I spawned, I saw tanks in front of me, they just happened to be my teammates, so I exploded them.
He's not even going back.
Alright, Sig, I do want to say, though, there's a place in Texas called World Market, and they do import different root beers, and I'm a root beer fan. I love root beers.
Import different root beers?
That sounds amazing.
Oh, and one of them is called, a Bundaberg, or a
Bundaberg?
Bundaberg, I don't know if that's correct or not. But it is the most fabulous root beer I've ever tasted that has come out of anywhere. So I just want to say kudos to Australia for a Bundaberg or a Bundaberg root beer.
Sounds more German than
but it says Australia. It says imported from Australia. So I can only say it's pretty good.
Cynic probably knows what it is.
I can't read the chat anymore. I need to put his glasses back.
Can't wear your sunglasses.
I thought you were still.
No, he pulled them up.
My sunglasses at night.
This is not karaoke.
Thank you, Cynic. Yeah, it is, and they have probably the most fabulous orange soda. It's so good.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What were we even talking about?
Fucking wings and waffles.
We need some waffles.
I'm going to direct this. What does everyone at least plan on going to tomorrow?
Because we hit all the games, so obviously
I mean,
yeah.
I have one more game that I saw that I'll talk about in a sec.
Guacamelee?
Yeah.
Okay, talk about Guacamelee.
Yeah.
What we played before we get to what we want to play.
I played Guacamelee today. It's basically Metroidvania beat 'em up.
Ooh.
I also has co-op. I was playing with some random dude. It seemed pretty fun. The art style is really cool. It's like...
Cynic, are you here?
No.
But the art style is like reminiscent of like... De los Muertos... paintings.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about. Grim Fandango.
Yeah, but not like with skulls.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like mariachi. Or not mariachi.
Don't say
mariachi.
That's from something else that I'll talk about. But, I was thinking Luchador. There's a Luchador theme. Like, your main character.
He's wondering what's covering my goddamn notes.
And it seemed pretty fun. I think it's out soon.
Yeah, that's a PS3. Is that Vita as well?
PS3 and Vita.
Okay, so Vita is actually some games.
I don't know if it's cross by. It might be.
It's
been more than an hour.
Yeah, I mean it's been an hour anyway.
Wait a second. Most of the Leaky Cast stuff is 2 to 3 hours.
Too long.
Yeah, I think I'm doing a decent job.
So
I think
I just went over
my quota for the public Wi-Fi.
So my question is, what the fuck is wrong with you, Cynic?
Seriously, paying for your Wi-Fi?
Come on.
Oh, never mind. Just kidding. Their site went over.
PAX isn't paying us for anything.
PAX is paying for my Wi-Fi.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, PAX is?
PAX is paying for the internet in my hotel.
That's weird. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
But you're in a high-class hotel.
The fuck
hotel.
I am.
No, I mean...
There's two floors.
Your hotel is on like, one of the routes for the shuttle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably... They probably have a contract with all those hotels. Like, we're not. So.
Yeah.
Fuck us, right?
I don't even have a shuttle. I asked them today, is there a shuttle? No, we don't have any shuttles.
I mean, you took our shuttles.
I did.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, okay, so that's what?
I should never stop drinking anything to begin with.
I think that's all the games I've played.
So we, right. We play Wildstar, Divakick, Transistor, fucking Jesus Christ, that game. Saints Row 4 we saw, Soda Drinker Pro, Battle Block Theater, and you played Guacamelee, StarCraft, and...
StarCraft is not new.
Super Time Force.
Yeah.
But so, you spent a long time. Who was your first enemy you did?
StarCraft.
Yeah, who was the first
enemy? I only played one dude. I don't remember. He was a level 33. I was like level 4. So I haven't played this game in months.
Oh, I know. I know Sydney's talking shit about me, but he's not fucking getting his ass to PAX Australia, so he got enough.
Well, is Sydney's not going to PAX Australia?
No, because
I was joking.
What do you say? It's like
because,
4 towns over.
Because as per
like
the Cards
to be
Against
fair,
Humanity
4 towns
card,
over in Australia could be 500 miles.
So as per the Cards Against Humanity card that was in here somewhere, Cynic has a vagina that leads to another dimension.
That was in Pack 3.
Yes. So
I'm okay with that.
So there you go.
You can talk about
Wait, is that a sandy vagina?
No.
Okay, so
that's Pack 4.
Okay, so now we got through what we already have played.
All right, now
what are we playing tomorrow?
Let's start with you.
Go around the table, inverted commas.
Oh, God, fuck you and your inverted commas. Don't say that right now. I never get to say it, but fuck you and your inverted commas called quotations. God damn it. All right. So tomorrow... I'll probably play Transistor, if I can get to it. You said there was a live play or live ability to play of the new Elder Scroll Online.
Yes, that was. I didn't think that was playable until we walked over to the Bethesda booth.
We're gonna meet up tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that is near the Remember Me and the new Splinter Cell booth.
Okay.
So I can show you where that is.
Okay.
Cynic, it's about what I drove, so... Anyway,
so
what I spent on that's about what I got on.
That's what I. That's why. That's more than. That's less than I spent on my hotel room. So
I mean, I spent $1,000 getting here.
Yeah. So I'll probably do that.
Fuck.
I want to. I kind of want to.
I spent $1,000. Let me just clarify that.
I kind of want to participate in the was it MSI or who was doing it, the building of computers.
Oh,
Asus. I kind of want to do that. I'll see if I can get on that. If you can build it in under like 2 minutes.
It was like...
The record was 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
So it's like, I think it's under 5.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, you win a prize or
Wait,
whatever.
Wait, you win a prize regardless if you're under 5?
I think if you do under 5, you probably get like just a swag bag or something.
Okay. I've never built a PC in my life.
That's
so
fucking
really
easy.
I would like to do that. And I would like to take more pictures, to be honest. I mean, I took a couple, but when I go tomorrow, I really want to be
so
more...
So what you're saying,
more,
is... Cynic is a bitch.
Yeah.
Yes. So, picture-centric, I kind of want to be more, so I have like a documentation of me being there and stuff that I can do. I saw a lot of the indie stuff that's coming out, which I'm going to be writing some reviews for on Shinsight when it comes out. There's one I actually purchased today that was $7. I can't remember the name of it, but I will put it up on his site.
You
can
see buy Oregon Trail?
I did that, or about Oregon Trail.
Reviewing that, I guess, as well.
And...
Hi, Halcyon Twilight.
That's JKC.
Oh, JK.
Oh, hey, JKC.
Hi, JK.
I was thinking it is. If you're not JKC, well, sorry.
Yeah. Guys, I have an announcement to make. I'm actually out of beer.
No.
What?
Yeah, we got fucking hard
that's
liquor.
Kinda,
or
that's kind of why I started drinking water.
So,
I'm saying, like,
anyway,
if you want to drink,
let the man
drink
continue.
Hard
and, I mean, tomorrow I kind of want to do the booths and do all the lines that I did not do on Friday since I couldn't go today. And just see a lot of the stuff I didn't see. So that's about my... Extended.
I didn't play.
So
shit.
I will leave it to Brevin.
Nicholas.
I didn't play jack shit on Friday. I got here 30 minutes before the show floor closed. I saw someone playing Remember Me. I saw someone playing the new Splinter Cell game, and that deafened me when they opened the menus and it did the little switch down. The,
oh, with the goggles on.
Oh, goggles on. Yeah, that just deafened me. I ran past the Transistor booth and saw that for a good few minutes.
Thurbleton claims that you played Guild Wars 2 today at some point.
I did play Guild Wars. Like, I signed on when I signed on around the reset time to...
You could have ordered food like an hour ago.
Yeah, I did
know.
That.
You're the one with the fucking laptop.
I signed on around the reset time to...
Why don't we
Guild
have
Wars
to do
2
it?
Because I was doing homework. Help Thurb with the...
It takes 5 seconds to order food.
With the guild missions.
I'm doing homework.
So what I want to see tomorrow is I want to really see Remember Me, because from what I saw of that game, I got like an Arkham vibe off of that game.
Like from the combat, like from the
combat, I got an Arkham vibe off of that game.
Okay.
And I want to at least see if it plays like how I thought it played.
Okay.
And before even I saw like combat gameplay, I was really interested in the premise of messing around people's memories.
That seems interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and I did see a gameplay footage of someone of the chick from Neo Paris.
Okay.
Best name. Going into someone's memory. Mm-hmm. And depending on how long it is, I'm gonna go see Transistor. And I'm gonna try and see if I can get into Elder Scrolls Online.
Okay. Because I think we're going to be waiting in that line.
Yeah.
Because I guess the segue to me, like, that's one of the things that I really want to see tomorrow.
In that, I need a pencil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I should have a pen somewhere. Anyway, if you need paper.
No, I've got my notebook here. I'm not taking notes anyway, so I've got plenty of paper.
I'm going to try and play Elder Scrolls. We're probably going to wait in that line because you're probably going with us tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I'll try and meet up with you guys.
Yeah. And then after that.
There's a cell phone I tell.
Yeah. Because it's right next door.
There's a good chance I'll pass that on this phone.
Yeah.
Because right next door to that is Neverwinter. So we're probably going to play
that. I just want to state that I
played Neverwinter. I'm actually
in the beta this weekend.
In the beta stuff because of a friend who invited me. And I'm not going to go into it, but we'll go into it later. We can go into it during the podcast. We can officially do it.
Yeah.
But I like it. So.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like a nice blend between your traditional MMO combat and a bit more action-y at the same time.
I just want to say it looks good when you turn the DX11 beta stuff.
They had it
on,
menu. In the booth, they had everything maxed, obviously.
Okay, then yeah.
They had it up on a big TV, and I was watching some guy play, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So there's that. I might go with you to check out Remember Me.
It's real close to the Elder Scrolls stuff.
Yeah, it's like, I mean...
It's like two booths over.
That expo hall is not that.
And that's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the back. There's PC free play in the back. Like, we were fucking playing Shoe Mania before.
Yeah,
had ridiculous fun in Gary's Mod.
Yeah.
Like, we walked by the PC.
Yeah,
and
our
server
sucked.
Free play stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, like, those two MMOs, gotta play my Memorpagas. Maybe see your Remember Me. And then other than that, like, I played everything I wanted to. So I might just go check out, like, Ridiculous Fishing is there. And I might just go check that out, because, I don't know, I played...
I gotta have you play it right now.
Like,
if you want.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But, like, I also played Misplosion Man, or whatever the fuck the name of that game is.
Is that game been out for a year?
Or the Misplosion Man, the female, it's like Miss Pac.
It was the iPad version, though.
The iPad version,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And, like,
iPad version.
These are all games that, especially, like, I don't think Ridiculous Fishing is out on now.
Like, Girl is very classy,
no,
by the way.
Yeah, so it's, like, these games that I can't play because I don't have the platform.
Okay, fair enough,
All that kind of stuff I really want to get into, like, all these XBLA games that I don't have an Xbox and all these iOS games that I can't play. All that kind of stuff. I might just walk around the Indie Mega booth and just play what I can.
I forgot. I might stop. You're going to have to show me that booth with all of the games that you can buy.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I might have to walk by that.
Wants a picture of the Loco Cycle.
They had Loco Cycle. It just wasn't playable.
They have the Loco
Cycle. The Loco Cycle, but it's not playable.
That thing is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is there? Like I said, met most of the Giant Bomb crew. I talked to Cliff Buzinski on the floor.
Young Clifford.
Get it right. And his hot
wife. And his wife is a complete smoke show. I told Rayos that before.
JKC gives him real shit.
I was a little surprised you didn't just notice his wife first.
I did, actually. I noticed her, and then I was like, hey, I recognize her. I wonder if Cliff's standing next to her, and he was.
I want to just be like, go to her and just be like, is this guy bothering you?
And just be like, hey, it's Lee Warren. Is this a problem?
But
I guarantee Cliff Williams could probably beat you up.
I still think...
He seemed pretty nice, though.
I still think
he seems like a nice guy. I mean, like, he comes off as a douche.
Yeah.
And, I mean, well, he is somewhat of a self-made man.
Yeah.
He's been making his own shit since he was... 18.
You made Jazz Jackrabbit.
You made Jazz Jackrabbit.
As far as I'm concerned, the guy's alright.
I think that was the only
the
only game that he made that was up on the big board during his keynote.
And I was just want to say that
the only game that
he's
whose rights he still owns.
That Cliffy B did not grow up in a poor atmosphere. His
house, he did not.
He showed the Google Maps of his house.
He sure said he didn't.
And man, that was some stellar house.
He had a fucking like
goddamn
separate building garage. To put it in perspective.
I mean, well, he grew up in North Carolina, so I mean, it's not really hard to have, like, an area of North Carolina, like, being North Carolina.
I thought he grew up in Massachusetts.
No, he's from North Carolina.
This was in Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts.
Who was it? Epic is
in North Carolina.
Yeah, but he moved there when he was, like, 12 or something.
Right.
His keynote was super personal.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's story time with Kuzinski.
What else
was
he
told the story.
About? I mean, he couldn't really.
He wasn't going to talk about Gears of War.
He probably couldn't talk about his time at Epic because that's probably under some.
He talked about how his dad would be proud of everything that he's done except for the Gears 2 multiplayer launch. But then he just goes like, they're a problem now.
Yeah, it's their problem.
That was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. I met him on the floor, and he was super duper nice.
We were outside The Last of Us.
Yeah, we were watching people play The Last of Us. We were watching this woman die repeatedly.
You said Last of Us was playable. I might try to run by that.
Yeah, I might try that tomorrow.
That line is always long.
Well, I will tell you, the lines are long, but in our defense, we went to the keynote.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had not gone to the keynote, I think we could have got into one of the lines quicker.
I mean, not that much quicker.
Yeah, like we waited like 40 minutes to play Transistor. I'm surprised you didn't wait in that line.
Today, the line was like over an hour.
Today was like almost 3 hours.
Yeah. And in my defense, I mean, I have not played through Bastion all the way, so I didn't have.
It's
the,
not related story wise.
Right, but I didn't have the gravitational pull of the developers that you guys had to make me say, like, if it was a Zelda game of the old school remake, I would be like, I'm in that. I'm waiting. I will play that.
So are you going to GDC, or are you just waiting for all the stuff to come out of GDC?
We won't be at GDC, so
third. That's third.
We'll be the same boat as you. I got a week off.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So that's. I mean, is there anything else you really want to go see tomorrow?
I might try out Last of Us. While you guys are playing Elder Scrolls and Neverwinter, I might go to the Double Fine panel.
Okay.
See what's up there. Mm-hmm. Checking on Tim Schafer and his glorious non-beard.
I saw his glorious non-beard. I almost didn't recognize him at
first. I don't want to see him without the beard.
I saw him without the beard. In the flesh. From me to Squiddle.
I don't want to see him without the beard.
I think we should also talk about the old school console gaming.
Oh, God.
I won the FIFA International Soccer for the Sega Genesis World Cup.
Yep.
Released in 1993.
You know...
Definitive FIFA.
A year after we were born.
Yep. I mean, I was the best. You guys just couldn't beat me.
Wait, 93 was a year after you were born?
I said
yeah. God damn, I feel old right now.
It's your birthday, isn't it?
It is my birthday. 1984, born and bred.
So, Chad, wish
you
a little happy
birthday.
Fuck you,
JKC.
Happy birthday. How did it feel having a birthday where you had to work all day and not go to PAX?
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
Someone here was just eating a
circumstances amount out of my control. I had to work all day, unfortunately, for my hotel room, so that was my birthday.
Did anyone here actually like run by the Elder Scrolls booth?
I walked past it.
Yeah.
I walked past.
There was a half hour line to get a t-shirt.
Okay. I don't know.
That's why the food truck here. We didn't go to
see, all right. That's something I wanted to go to and I completely forgot about until
food
I tried to pop up.
There's an Elder Scrolls
there's
online
food
truck.
Is
I don't know where it is.
I don't know.
It's
where
probably outside somewhere, like in the parking lot.
We can look it up for tomorrow.
I want to know if they had like Elder Scrolls themed.
That's
food.
What I was thinking.
Yeah. Like buy the 9-piece chicken McNuggets.
Oh man, buy the 9-piece chicken nuggets sounds like the best.
No, it's gonna be buy the 8.
Oh yeah, they're not Talos worshippers.
Talos worshippers.
Oh, God damn.
You know the Talos worshippers here, like me and Matt.
Yeah, fuck you.
This
is actually the Talos logo. NVIDIA just sort of adopted it.
I have Talos tattooed over my heart.
I have Rose tattooed in my other region.
So does anyone know what Elder Scrolls is doing for their player versus player?
I just say we post this. Just does anyone have any actual just the chat not being dicks? Legitimate questions about anything that we talked about or didn't talk about that we might have seen.
Anything like? Do you have anything that you would like us
you would
to,
like
least
us to
check
see,
out?
Yeah, like anything that like over the weekend you
have
was there.
I've got like three games planned and they're all right next to each other.
Yeah, so if you guys got anything, we're
also
gonna
have the horrible thing of I'm going to run by where they're selling trading card packs and see if they have a
Yu-Gi-Oh. We're going to sit here in silence until someone shows up.
And relapse from like 7 years ago.
Hold on, so while we're taking questions, someone should order food.
Order food.
It's someone with a laptop.
I mean, well, actually, there's a McDonald's question.
I'm doing fucking homework. I'm not ordering it.
There's a McDonald's.
No, you're the last then.
There's a McDonald's question.
I was doing homework.
Well, give me the phone number.
He can use his laptop.
I'm not using my laptop right now.
So. I have not actually seen any really bad cosplay. All the cosplay I've seen
we saw one
seemed really good. That
green.
Green
suit.
Oh, God.
That Power Girl
which
might
one?
Be the best worst pop cosplay
right
I've ever seen.
No, I know.
No, my favorite cosplayer was Frylock.
Oh, God. That was great.
The pool
noodle double French fries. That was great.
That was pretty
then
great.
Then Zero and
the
Zero
and
Mile
were really good.
Good.
They were really good.
Really, really good.
There was, a really cute lollipop chainsaw.
Yeah.
I saw multiple lollipop chainsaws.
But like the one that
power girl we saw yesterday. Nice ass. And she clearly saved for that. She clearly shaped for that outfit.
Like her face?
And worse.
No. No, I mean like down here. Like you... There's no chance
that's cosplay. There's a guy with like a bumblebee costume, like from Transformers, that was fucking on stilts.
It is 617-442.
I don't think anyone actually. I haven't seen a Transistor cosplay.
9464.
Someone made a Transistor cosplay.
Oh, actually, no. I have my new favorite.
What
cosplay.
Are we getting?
Just go over there
or out the road.
What are we getting?
I want one with every Sierra Kamala.
Thank you, Jacob.
There it is.
I hope that picked up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, but there was my.
All syrups?
I want all syrups.
I'm just going to get chicken with tenders and a regular waffle.
I just want chicken.
Give me chicken tenders, banana waffle, and
just can I just do five chicken tenders with plain waffles and
I want banana waffles.
Yeah. One with all syrups.
I mean, we just get all of all syrups.
Okay.
I mean, just get ask me like the syrup on the side.
Oh, Cynic, you didn't catch that?
What's the address here?
Thank you,
Jesus. It's 891 Massachusetts Avenue.
I'm going to go outside.
891 Mass Ave.
Okay.
What time is it?
What, 2 o'clock?
This is not good because this problem seems overly simple.
Yeah, it's like...
Okay, anyway, my new... Going into the Bioshock panel...
100 Nugget Challenge. There was that McDonald's across the street.
Yeah, there was a McDonald's across the street if you want to do the 100 Nug Challenge. Anyway,
you want to see me throw up on fucking live stream.
My new favorite cosplay today was going into the Irrational panel. There was a couple dressed as Booker and Elizabeth. And
ladies and gentlemen, I have bad news, breaking news.
They're closed.
They did not do deliveries at this hour.
Well, none of us are in the shape to drive.
Nope.
Well, I don't even have a driver's license, so I'm not...
You don't have a driver's license?
So, no. My question is, should we find...
Let's divulge personal information on this.
Should we find...
The people who've seen, who watch the stream, no, I don't have a driver's
license. Hold on, let me pet my fake rabbit fur.
Ken Levine was fine, except apparently, after we left, because when they got to the Q&A, we left, apparently he said something that offended someone, and I don't know what it was.
Great. I mean...
Yeah.
He's like, why was that? Dude sucks.
They don't deliver in South Tower. I mean, they're like...
McDonald's across the street.
If it's still open.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'll walk there.
Any
food.
I mean, I don't think I'm shaped to walk there, but I'll
yeah,
try.
Yeah,
but like Cynic said, the Booker and Liz cosplay was really good because the Booker had, one, the vest and everything on the vest, like all the cross-shoulder bullshit, and a legit-ass, like, skyhook.
Yeah, he did.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I see this.
It was really great.
What was kind of messed up is they had the chick holding, one picture I saw, they had a chick holding the skyhook thing. And
I mean, it might have been that chick. Like, she wasn't bad looking, but like, she pulled it off pretty well.
She did.
But yeah, I saw them. They were behind us in line.
100 Nugget Challenge.
Outside my hotel, on the when I was waiting for the show to get the packs, this girl was dressed up full, was her name Shell?
From Portal?
From
Portal.
Portal.
So, when we were waiting in line for the keynote, there was a guy in, I don't know, what was his pink outfit?
It was like a pink ninja outfit.
It was like a pink karate.
Chat, yeah. If anybody knows a pink ninja outfit, can they pull that one up?
Anyway, we were talking to him, and he was like, man, my fiance went straight to the Blizzard thing.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with World of Warcraft. And then later on, we see her in the full get-up, shoulder pads up to here.
Yeah, she had like covered over her.
Just a WoW character. I don't know.
She's not a giant.
And we saw the guy.
Cynic, it was pretty easy. Tell us.
Like we saw the thing later, and I was like, wow, she really is obsessed with World of Warcraft.
She is, and I have a friend that's a big WoW head, mm-hmm. and she always does like all that. She loves fishing. Like her favorite thing is fishing for her dailies.
Mm-hmm.
That's how obsessed she is.
Yeah.
And she goes, I wish I could be there right now. Because I sent her the picture. I took a picture of that person.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
There's no faith that I saw anyway. I surprisingly only saw Big Daddies from Bioshock 2, like the older ones.
I haven't seen Big Daddy. I saw at least like 5 to 10 Ashes. I said on Mumble, we saw... And he was shocked that I could recognize who they were. We saw Misty, May, and Dawn from Pokemon.
In a row.
In a row.
Oh wait, hold on.
I saw.
Going to McDonald's.
Probably after the stream.
Oh, okay.
I saw a goddamn real. Real good Laura from Laura Croft.
Yes.
Laura.
Like,
Laura.
She had, Lara. Like, the... Like those clothes were blood... Those clothes were bloodstained. She had gauze that was bloodstained. She had the
dirt,
brass...
The dirt on her face?
I didn't see the dirt on her face.
Oh, okay.
So she was turning around. She had, like, the brass in the appropriate places from what I could remember.
And, yeah, my favorite one, aside from, like, the... All my favorite cosplays this year have mostly been Bioshock stuff. Maybe because I just played it. Like, there was, apparently you saw a really good Sandra Cohen full with mustache that I missed.
I think it was too.
That I missed. There was a really good.
I don't know.
Splicer
sir.
from that level.
Yeah.
That had
the bunny mask.
Had the bunny mask with the ear broken.
I would have run the other way. Let's try run.
With the ear broken, he had the blood stain on the left sleeve and the vest, and like he was legit.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw two separate people. I saw. A Virgil from
we saw Dante.
Yeah, I saw a Virgil from the original four games, and a Dante from the original four games of Devil May Cry.
We don't know if it was Chloe Dykstra.
Oh, I saw a Phoenix Wright.
Yes, with the hair. Right?
Yeah, with the hair.
That was in the classic console room.
Did he yell objection?
No, I saw
probably
him. I saw him getting.
They
beer.
Had their own separate room.
Hold on. Firefall. I looked for them on the floor. We couldn't find them. I'm like, I don't see Red 5 anywhere. We go upstairs near all the panel theaters and everything. Firefall has their own fucking private room at PAX.
Yeah, I didn't think you could go in, but there was no floor presence at all.
No, they had a fucking separate room.
You can't say that they have a floor presence with that thumper being front and center.
You walk into the convention center and there's a fucking loud-ass, like, deafeningly loud thumper right in the middle of the main atrium. When you walk in.
Right, but that would make you think that they had something on the...
By the way, I thought that was Gears of War. I thought it was a Gears of War Judgment thing.
Think about the Firefall like type of room, though, is I didn't see anyone in there actually playing it with a...
Well, I mean, they had a wall by the door, so you had to go behind it.
Yeah, but like the only people I saw inside were enforcers.
But it only made you feel like
the doors
if you
were
invited
though.
In there, you weren't getting in there. That's kind of what I felt when I walked by it, so...
It was funny, dude who was doing the 404 ring at panels. Like, don't worry, we found Firefall. It's okay.
Yeah.
There's got to be a Firefall card in that pack.
Now, they did have a, I want to say, a quote-unquote...
excuse me. This is the Lincoln Cast. We say inverted commas here.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know we were in fucking Australia. Inverted commas.
Don't say inverted commas.
God damn it, bathroom chat.
What are your packs?
Flynn's unofficial.
Oh yes, okay.
Game room area with a bunch of arcade style games.
A Smash TV machine.
Yeah.
According to the, I think it was
not Flynn's arcade. Playing separate worlds.
Separate ways.
Excuse me.
According to one of the panels,
it's separate ways, worlds apart.
It is.
According to, I think it was the 404 panel. There was a. Super Mario Brothers, like versus
machine.
There?
Yeah,
like an original cabinet.
In that cup.
Yep.
You need to pee in it? No. Put water.
Okay. We didn't see it there.
Can't stop drinking.
You might have to go play it now.
One more cup.
Yeah. There was a Daisy panel. I saw people with Daisy shirts.
Yeah, there was a Daisy panel.
We didn't play it because
it's Daisy.
Yeah.
You play at home.
I mean, it's pretty much zombies. I'm kind of tired of zombies.
But Cynic was asking about PAX picks. I have a bunch of pictures because he missed.
I think
he
meant
picks.
Like picks as.
Oh,
like,
I know what he meant. if I had to pick top three games,
the problem anything that comes from Australia, you have to interpret in your own.
If the poster pictures upside down.
Yeah, for them to understand it.
Favorite three games, probably from 3 to 1. Probably BattleBot Theater. Diva Kicka.
I was hoping that was on that list.
And Transistor. Like, it's fucking a large gap than Transistor.
I want to say for me, the top is Diva Kicka. Just because...
You didn't play Transistor.
I didn't play Transistor. So for right now, I would say my in-between is Diva Kicka is my game.
Okay.
For number one. Number two would probably be Transistor because it looks so fucking bloody awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, I said bloody for y'all Australians out there.
That's your
and
oh, British.
What's the other one? Same you played Firefall. No, not Firefall.
Wildstar.
Wildstar will be my third.
Get your
so.
Straight. I mean, I haven't played jack shit yet, but the games I really want to play it's Transistor, Elder Scrolls Online, and it's a huge gap to Remember Me.
Just out of blatant curiosity.
Just out of, like, the concept of that game of fucking with people's memories and the game
well,
that I've seen of people, like the video they have on, like there's a video of Giant Bomb on like someone messing with people's memories, and that looks cool and interesting in like a sense that, because it looks like you can, like there's clearly like you can do one thing
mm-hmm.
and that'll be like the quick and easy route, but you can make this convoluted route to get to the end of it
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I really like that idea of the concept of you can do this real quick or you can make this long as hell just because you want to, out of curiosity, see what happens when you go through every one of these steps to get to the end.
See, that's actually kind of similar to what we were talking to Greg Kasavin about with Transistor.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, you can just go through quickly, just play like an action game and you know, just mash all your skills and kill everything, or you can take the time to set everything up and just, you know, move around the map and see what works best.
Okay. All right, now I'm more interested in Transistor, because when I stopped by the booth, because I didn't have much time,
yeah.
I had like 20, I was on that show floor for like maybe 15, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't see much combat.
Yeah. The
so,
demo they have, I think it's just...
To Dishonored. Wait, what sounds similar to Dishonored?
Remember me?
I mean, from what I saw when I was playing there... And,
third, I just said it's on my top three. Fucking listen.
And I just want to say
that Behemoth's new game.
That was Battle Block Theater.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's out like in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, so I probably shouldn't check it out. I lost my train of thought.
I just want to say Dishonored should have been Game of the Year.
No, fuck that game.
I love Dishonored.
We're going to throw down if you think that's Game of the Year.
Thief 4 should be fucking number one, but Dishonored...
If you think Dishonored was Game of the Year, we're going to throw it
Dishonored
out.
Dishonored was great.
That game fucking blows. Anyway.
Let's
don't go that far.
Let's not throw a punch to it.
Anyway.
Mass Effect 3
remember
game
me.
Of the Year.
Well, Mass Effect 3 could have been. I would say that would be Game of the Year. Second
oh.
round would be Dishonored.
I mean, I got more of an Arkham vibe off of Remember Me from the combat.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah, I said that.
It bears repeating.
It bears repeating. And I mean, the person I watched playing the game, I don't think they... knew a lot about what they were doing with the combat system.
They didn't even remember what they were doing.
Because they couldn't remember
themselves. Okay,
what were your favorite?
To be fair to them, the chick that was there at that hour, at that point, was out of her fun. She was out of her mind, could not give... Like, the first thing she said to me was like, hi, how are you doing? Have you having a good time? Mm-hmm. Second thing she said was $5 foot long. And said that was just playing through her head. So she was gone.
Too much peppermint schnapps.
No.
Oh god. $5.
Wait, I mean,
I didn't play it.
These are games I want to play. So.
What game?
Saints Row 4. I didn't play.
Oh, GTA.
No one played it because it wasn't playable.
Nothing about GTA 5.
I don't think GTA 5.
Also, we're gonna shut off, not shut off the chat. We're gonna ignore the chat until we get through this. Then we'll take questions. What were your favorite games?
Transistor definitely was awesome to play. Not mainly, but one of the reasons was that it's not going to be out for like another year.
Yeah.
So it was great to play it like
post
while it was there.
Launch.
You know, it wasn't playable. Saints Row 4 looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it does.
And I also really enjoy Guacamelee. I'll probably pick it up when it comes out.
Okay.
Probably, I think it comes out soon.
Guacamelee.
I didn't see that.
I think it's
over in one of the corners by like PopCap.
Okay. Alright, what kind of game is this? I don't.
It's a Metroidvania, but like it's also like kind of like a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
Where it's just like. I'll just kick dudes.
Yeah.
God damn, you said this earlier and I just remembered that.
That's fine.
Remember me.
I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
Keith, I know you're busy, but is there anything... I know you loved you some Dive Kick.
I really enjoyed World of Tanks until you got banned.
Dude, I was shooting my teammates. They died.
Okay, so World of Tanks.
You gotta deserve your ban, then.
World of Tanks isn't anything special, though.
I mean, he hasn't been on camera all night, so let's...
He walked in front of the camera to make the text bigger.
There we go.
There we go. Hey,
there we go.
We're now in full color.
Well, not when you get banned for killing two teammates.
Only
two? I mean, Call of Duty gives me three before I get. Yeah, I know. Like, the time I spawn from tanks, so I start shooting. No, sorry, that's Halo user too. If I can't.
Oh, so honestly, I think it's, unless anyone has some real burning questions, I feel like that's it for.
Yeah, getting questions for the chat. Show.
I feel like we're missing something.
No, we've talked about everything that actually has to do with.
I mean, we can't talk. We shouldn't talk about the panel.
No.
We don't talk about the panel.
Now they are going. Wait, oh, they are going to have that broadcast.
They're going to have it archived. Okay. It'll be up sometime.
Fuck you, Thurb.
The dude who asked what is
Thurb? Hold on.
That's pretty good.
Hold on. There's a little no sign next to Thurb in the chat here.
That probably bans him.
Let's time out Thurbleton. Okay, 600 seconds. Good enough.
Oh Jesus! And all the messages were deleted.
Okay, so any serious questions from the chat?
100 mega challenge.
That sounds okay. I mean, we could bring this stream down and then. Restream.
We're gonna restream Cards Against Humanity and 100 Nugget Challenge at the same time.
I mean, we're gonna be eating nuggets. I don't know about 100.
Dude, I'm thinking like 6,000 Nugget Challenge.
We could order 100 between
us
all.
We each eat one nugget for every second. Thurb got a timeout.
So 600?
No, that's 120.
No, I'm talking each.
How did that math work in your head? He's timed out for 600 nuggets. You shoot a nugget for each second he's timed out, and you said 120.
Well, I mean,
I was dividing it, but.
By 5, yeah. So yeah, I think that'll do it for the Lincoln Cast live from PAX East. PAX East is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, you doing JKC?
Yeah, JK's being a little bitch.
Hey, none of us have thrown up in our own car.